cab drivers on the BO. Do they ever stop, or do they just get in the cab and just drive till they're dead? And sometimes you just want to lean over that seat and go, what is happening in your life, in your mind, that is making you drive like this? Take it easy. So what's with the cab drivers and the BO?
You talking to me? Talking to me?
He's flying around the road. He's doing 90 up a one way, and you're going, I've never tried that in my car. Thing you can think of the back of the taxi cab is, well, I'm sure the man knows what he's doing. So what's with the cab drivers on the BO? He is driving fast and quite reckless.
Oh, I love it. Hey, kiddies, another evening of WSBN Game Center coverage of TWL number 2 on the Tribes 2 CTF ladder. Who's playing? Entropy versus Gods of Debauchery. Match is going to start supposedly at 10, but of course, we never know if they're going to start on time. So we're going to hang back and see what's up, see if these guys have any server problems and things like that. Let everybody join to the server. I feel like get on a little bit early tonight and get a head start rather than being behind like I always am. So I'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. Be back in a quick.
Of inspiration.
That song will get you rolling, huh? Not too many guys tuning in yet. I guess it's a little bit early. I was supposed to be on at 10. I'm 15 minutes early, as usual. Nothing ever seems to kind of go according to the schedule. Busy weekend this weekend. Vanguard taking the lead in the peanut tourney. I think they won the whole kit and caboodle, I believe. Last map was Pandemonium. I watched it in the other room. Rasta's over here from Vanguard. And it was pretty good. It was kind of a blowout, I guess you'd call it. It was like 6-2 or something, but it was well played on both sides. Not too great of a server, which is something Peanut's going to be working on soon. I was talking to those guys over the weekend, and they have a lot of stuff planned that's going to be pretty neat for the Tribes community. Also, they have coming up tonight another really good game, except we couldn't cast it. We don't have enough guys to bring it online. KOV? Yeah, KOV versus Wolfpack on the TWL. Number one, Tribes won. Don't know who's going to win that one. Should be a good one. Coming up on our little station that we have here is Gods of Debauchery versus Entropy, number two on the TWL. Tribes 2, though. We got the video action going, which is kind of boring at first because there's no game to watch. I know nobody wants to sit here and look at me, but I'm working on that. I'm working on kind of expanding the whole video coverage. It just takes a little bit of time. Spread the word. Tell everybody that the game is going to be on soon, hopefully starting on time. Maps are going to be... Oh, I don't know. Somewhere out there is my map list. It's on the schedule if you're interested. I don't know what I did with it. It's gone. Oh, well. Actually, I'm going to look it up right now, just so I'll know, and I can grill it into my brain. It has been so busy this weekend. I've been actually doing battle with World War II Online, trying to get the game to work, because it looks really cool. I went out and bought it, and it's on sale at CompUSA for $20. So I went and bought it, and I hooked it up, and I got all excited, and I configured the game and everything, but I can't get the thing to work online. So that's the bane of my existence at this point. There we go. Thank you, Dave. There's our maps. Deathbirds Fly, that's a good one. It's kind of hard to cast with one guy, though. It's so big. No Shelter, that's another good one. It's not too big. That's easy to cover. And then Slapdash. So three pretty good maps. A lot of people don't like Deathbirds Fly, but I dig it. There's just so much action and so much map to cover, you kind of you wind up missing some really good plays because you're on the opposite side of the map. But that's the maps. These guys are going to be probably crawling into a game server in about the next 5 minutes or so. We have about 15 minutes to game time, so hang in there. We'll be here. Spread the word if you would. I think at this point everyone's tribes out, man. It has just been a tribes extravaganza weekend between the tourneys and... a lot of new stuff coming out. Oh, that's another thing I want to mention. There's a lot of new maps coming out, too. I don't know if everybody knows that, too, for Tribes 2. Bazan is going to be releasing his X-Pack, and there's also some maps coming out for the Tribes World Championship, which I'm hoping to kind of maybe preview them a little bit, give everybody a sneak preview on video of what these maps look like. Hopefully I'll be doing that within the next 2 or 3 days. I don't know if I can do the TWC one because, I don't know, they're being schlongs about it. I don't know what that's all about. But I'm going to try. I'll do my best. What else? Base Plus Plus is out. The ladder hasn't started yet, which I'm kind of waiting anxiously for the tribes, for the Team Warfare ladder to fire up for Base Plus Plus. Not yet, though. And if somebody would tell me also, I had a problem with this microphone to where I sound like I'm like a Cylon from Battlestar Galactica. Doesn't sound like that in my headphones, but somebody mentioned it to me that my voice sounds treated or it sounds like I'm talking out of a can, which is uncool. Also, all you guys on the audio server, you can switch over to the video server. It's up. It's rolling. You should be able to connect to it without a problem. Ask one of the guys in the channel for the link for it if you're curious about the whole video coverage thing we have going. I'm going to take a break and check in on the teams, see if they're getting ready to play. Entropy versus Gods of Debauchery. Number 2, TWL. I'll be back in a minute. Ooh, it's an old song.
All night.
Shout out to Ready. I barely been on the air for 5 minutes. Hypnotic from Tribes Universe, of Tribes Universe fame. Who, by the way, Hypnotic, I forgot to advertise the match on Tribes Universe. I'm sorry. I slacked. Fell asleep at the wheel. Hypnotic wants to give a shout out to his Entropy pals. He goes to dental surgery in the morning. Ooh! Dental surgery. Ooh! Not good. Getting some messages from some of the GOD guys also. They seem to be good to go, ready to go. Pretty confident going into this one, which is always cool. What else do we have? Nothing exciting there. You know, the private messages when you cast come so fast. And so many. That it's hard to figure out who wants what from who. I had something interesting. That's why I came back on the air to tell you guys. I don't remember what it was. Oh. I don't think I mentioned this enough. Man, you guys, really, I would love for you to try your hand at casting, man. We could always use more casters. There's always more stuff to be casted than we have guys that can cast it. I mean, we really are always actively looking for good casters to basically replace me. Because I suck. So, fill out an application, man. You don't need to know all kinds of technical stuff. You don't need to have all kinds of different things. We'll help you out with all that. We have a whole system down pat to get you on the air, mostly painlessly. We have the technology. We have the system. All we need is you. We need you to cast. We need you to contribute. That's all this is people just like yourselves. Some cast better than others, of course. But, you know, if you're decent at it, we'll give a look at you. Fill out an application. We'd love to hear from you. What else is there? Anything? Anything interesting? Video's coming through okay? All you guys that are on the audio server, you know you can switch over to the video server if you have a decent connection. And the latest version of Windows Player, you can find... If you have any questions on how to hook up to video, you can always go to the website. There's a big how-to filled out for you there. You can just read it over and find, you can even have links to what you need to download and everything else. So it's pretty painless and hassle-free. So 5 minutes to go. 10 o'clock is the start time. GOD versus Entropy number 2 on the Team Warfare League Tribes 2 CTF ladder. I don't know if this is going to be one of the last base matches that we do or what. Because, like I said a minute ago, we just don't have enough casters to go around. And the Base Plus Plus Ladders is coming online soon. And everyone that I know is pretty stoked about it. They're kind of ready to ditch the base ladder. So, this may be the last hurrah for us. Version 1.3 of Base Plus Plus is out. Plus some new maps coming out, too. So, I think the Tribes 2 scene is going to pretty much be flipped on its ear pretty sometime soon. I know, maybe I know some things that you don't know. I don't know. I'm privy to some insider information sometimes. As far as the video goes, I'm getting questions in the channel. We will be flipping to the actual game itself in a while. Unfortunately, you have to look at my big head until the game starts. I guess I can wave to you. I could do a hula dance, but I'm not going to do it. Anyway, hi Mad Cat. She's tuned in, checking out the video stream too. And if anyone wants to be helpful, you can also repost the video link in the WSBN channel. That would help matters a bit, keep everybody tuned in. Anyway, going to take a break. Game should be starting soon. Be back in a moment. Oh, another good old one.
있겠습니다.
The wheel of never rains.
D.L. Hughley is a comedian. He has a TV show on...
My name is...
WSBN. Because the radio really sucks.
Well, this is interesting. I'm trying to join the GOD server, but when I join it, it's the warp mod. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the warp mod, but it's how do I put this? It's scary. It is a really scary mod. It's like Ultra Renegades multiplied by about 1,000, and I'm not really sure. I don't really know what the deal is. I'm also missing a redemption scrim. My tribe's one team that I neglect pitifully to cast this one too. So I want to shout out to myself for missing my own team scrim. If I join this warp mod, I'm going to put it on the video simply because it's that silly. I don't know if you've ever accidentally joined a warped mod server. Homeland I know runs a few of them. I joined it when it first came out just to, I don't know, I'm always ready to try something new. And it was nuts. They had like the Go-Go Gadget gyrocopter and stuff, and it had all the deployable shields. And they had the nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb was pretty cool because you can, like, kill the whole team from across the map. That was pretty neat. What else? They had all kinds of nutty stuff like that. So I'm going to see what the deal is with this GOD server, which is not cooperating with us very well. It's supposed to be the first map played on that one. So I'm going to find out in a minute. And if it is the warp mod, I'm going to show you what it is because it's just too silly. Be back in a sec. As I love this song, I have to interrupt it. Okay, we are Go Houston on the GOD server. Too bad, no warped, no warp screenies. That was going to be fun. I'm in the game server right now. It's 5 minutes past match time, but that doesn't mean a damn thing. Nobody's really watching the clock. The map is Deathbirds Fly, in case you don't recognize them. And I don't know when they're going to start, so it's probably going to be a few minutes. I'm going to leave it on the game cam just to be ready when these guys are good to go. On the shout out to Tony Montana. Okay, I can do that. I don't know why. Yeah, if you guys do want to tune into the video link, I'm probably going to have to mention this about 18,000 times. The link is in the WSBN channel. Shout out to the Patriots making the Steelers look like a piece of shit team. Shout out to anyone who isn't a Patriots fan. Okay. I could live with that, too. Shout out to the Rams. Yeah, big weekend this weekend. In the server right now for Entropy, we have Tremor, Fast Attack, Beavis Nuke, the big homo who didn't want me to cast because he's in love with Redneck. Nothing, Blotter, Z Protos, SS, Big Monkey, Erotic, Riddle. I'm not going to call him Roddick. His name is really Roddick, but he has the E tag before it, so it comes out to be Erotic. So that's going to be his name of the evening. Riddle, Slamscape, Hitman, Crocodile, Warhawk, Loopy, and Shogun. And they're going to be taking the Inferno side. For GOD, we have a couple of recruits in here. Actually, we have about half a team of recruits wearing the R tag. I think I'm going to scoot myself away from that sensor because it's terribly loud. We have... that's a tough one. Riot Log? Oh. You know, I'm beginning to think that that a lot of these players, they pick names just to drive the casters nuts. I mean, look at this one. Sid Farkas. Now, that's a guy who just begs to have a nickname for his nickname, huh? Sid Farkas. Farkas. Okay. Macros, Carveth, Kodiak, Orion, Tyrus, The Wolf, Drastic, Franco the Recruit, Tyon the Recruit, Bruce Lee, Fire Java, Lord, Juggernaut, and Geezer. All these guys bring in pretty well. A lot of the Entropy guys who are west, I believe. Yeah, they are west. Are on this East Coast server, pinging mid-hundreds, I guess. HPB of the team is going to be a tie between Beavis Nuke and Nothing. Coming in about between 160 and 180. Are these guys ready to go? You're kidding me. That would be a miracle. We start on time. Harvard was to give a shout out to Ender, where all my happy furry buds are playing in the trees. Oh, that's right. He was pissed off Ewok. G.O.D. waiting for one more guy to join the server. It's going to be Lurch holding up progress. And and for anyone wondering, yes, I am recording, okay? We had some technical issues last time that we casted the Entropy match, which was a great one, too, against Vanguard.
Yes,
I am recording. Beavis wants to give a shout-out to Suicide Taxi, which would be me, for recording this cast. Hey, well, you're not only going to get a recording, you're going to get double recordings. I have audio and video that'll be up for all you modem humpers. Tremor says, let's try not to kill the OC3 this time, please, Taxi. Technical issues are a joy. Yeah, last time it was fun. Entropy almost won it, too. I think they took one map. Yeah, they sure did. They took the middle map from Vanguard, but lost it in the tiebreaker. Pretty good one there. And I'm really looking forward to this one, because G.O.D. is one of the better competitors in the game right now, and Entropy is kind of the new guys on the block, you know, trying to maybe prove themselves a little bit. I'm starting the game off here on the Storm side, as you can see by the flag in front of us. Hopefully the video is coming through fine for you. I haven't seen any complaints yet, and everybody's spamming the link in the channel. So all you guys that are on the audio cast, you could easily switch on over to the video cast and get the bird's eye view of the game too as it goes on. It's not going to be demo quality. I don't know how many of you are tuning in maybe for the first time, but it won't be like watching the actual game, but it's going to be pretty close to it. Let's see what Jordan has to say. Limptus fiance from Vanguard. She wants to give a shout out to Vanguard for winning the Peanut Tourney. I can do that. Congratulations to the guys there. I don't know what the big prize is. We have guys freaking out in the WSBN channel. And I have video is working. This is the kind of stuff we have to deal with.
Good game.
One guy says the video is working great. The other guy says it's not too bad. It looks good. Then the other guy says it's horrible. The vid sucks. I don't know. Blame your ISP.
Good game.
I don't know what to tell you. Works for me every time. You're welcome, Jordan. Have a nice day. I don't know what the big prize from the Peanut Tourney is, but I know there was some stuff. There's some stuff going being given out: T-shirts, cash prizes, gift certificates, and all that other stuff. So, big congratulations to Vanguard for that one.
Now.
There's the match starting. These guys are already going into action. And keep in mind, I am on the G.O.D. side, which is going to be Storm. You can see them going to work inside the base. Equipping, waiting to see a heavy jump up on that flag, which is not going to happen, oddly enough. They're going to kind of stay light. They're foul. He's up there already. He beat me to it. Don't know who's playing what yet. I'll probably kind of get the feel for that as this game goes on a little bit. And if anybody's wondering what they're looking at on the screen, we have a custom WSBN HUD used for observing matches. Kind of helps us out a little bit and keeps us abreast of everything that happens in the game, even though we miss pretty much half the calls. This map is huge, so I'm not going to be able to cover everything by myself. I would love to have another caster on the opposite side of the map. So far, no incoming offense from Entropy. It's probably going to take a while. There's a Shrike coming in. You can see kind of off in the distances, contrails coming out of his exhaust. No action, completely dead. They're probably going to try to concentrate on keeping that tower down first, as this map sort of starts off slowly and then gets really hectic. It's a little action, two Shrikes, three. Oh my lord. There's six Shrikes in the air and a bomber coming in. And I don't know who is who exactly, but whoever it is, let me see if I can. Ugh, I love Tribes 2. I don't know who it was. I'm trying my damnedest to see who is doing what on this hellacious map. There's the GOD flag, still safe and secure. No grabs from anybody yet. Not very long into the map so far. Have plenty of time. Looks like the Shrike defense has gone to work and pretty much cut down Entropy midfield. I'm afraid to move because I have a feeling that when I do move, the wave of Entropy offense is going to come over and I'm going to miss everything. And already the gens are down. Entropy in the house. Looks like there's a light doing a lot of damage. He manages to take down the heavy on the flag. Did I see that right? No, that was, he got the heavy on the flag for Entropy, I think, is still there. He is still there. You can see, you can see him at the door waiting for some incoming to come in. There was a one heavy that managed to squeak his way into the base, take the gens down. Gens get back online again. Not very much online, but enough to keep the invo stations up. Let me scoot through the wall and get myself outside. There is action happening somewhere, because I can. If you would look in the upper left-hand corner of the screen, there's a lot of kill messages going by. But so far, I haven't really seen anything on the flag side of things. Maybe they're all duking it out over the tower midfield. Already a bomber trying to take off four G.O.D., I believe, getting shot down in flames. He's still alive? Yes, he sure is. Not much, though. He's smoking, has a rocket right on his tail. He's going to take a rocket right in the behind and faceplant into the ground. And there was a time change right there. The time was set for 20 minutes when it should have been set to 30 minutes. Now it's been adjusted. 26 minutes left to go on Deathbirds Fly. Entropy versus G.O.D. I don't know what has happened to the Entropy offense. I don't know if this is part of their strat or if they are getting actually cut down midfield. Nothing just dropped out for Entropy also. He's the token East Coast player for the Entropy team. Another strike battle out in midfield trying to keep that turret, tower pad down. Lots of strikes in the air for both these teams. Every time I kind of come over to midfield, I see about five or six of them aircraft just going nuts. See if I can maybe snake my way behind this bomber and watch his bombing run. I don't think he's going to get very far. Just lots of vehicles everywhere. Coming into the flag stand is a heavy. He makes his way into the base. No, it's the pilot hustling his way down. Oh, I'm stuck in a wall. Trying to get those gens down. He's doing a pretty good job. I think he's going to take them down. You can see the plasma turrets nailing them. Gens of lights are out. Entropy goes offline. No gens for you. Flags is grabbed by Lord Juggernaut. He still has it, too. He's about three-quarters health. There's the attack, the G.O.D. offense. He has absolutely no chasers on him, which is not... Oh, he has one chaser that is even remotely close to stopping. He gets body-blocked by a cactus. Loses all of his momentum. Luckily, he has a lot of energy. Almost takes a snipe. He's still alive. Now his team is starting to come back him up. He's going to drop the flag off and hand it off to Macros, who's going to jump in the strike. No, the strike goes down. Nailed by one of the strike D from Entropy. Nice play there. They're going to put the stop on that capper getting out of there as fast as he could. And whoever that was that took that strike down also is going to nail the capper too with the strike. Big fight over the flag midfield. Lots of guys from each side just bouncing that thing all over the place and trying to keep the camera on it without it getting so bad that it's unwatchable. The flag is returned by fast attack. Riddle in the strike for Entropy. Goes nowhere. Flag goes down in the field. Where'd it go? There it is. And it's going to get returned by the guy with the hard name, Sarcophagus. Sid somebody. Sid. That's your name, dude. Your name's Sid today. Lots of action on, I believe I'm on the G.O.D. tower. I may be on the Entropy tower. I'm not really sure yet. I am on the Entropy tower, which the vehicle pad is down, which is not good. You really need that pad up. And this is a favorite place to run heavy O from. Both, you can see one of the invo stations is down. One of them's up. These guys fighting over it, trying to take it down. One of the G.O.D. guys sneaking his way up the top of the top of the chute. He goes nowhere. Tower's still online. Both flags secure. Back at home. 23 minutes left to go. Outgoing strike for Entropy. Incoming strike for G.O.D. He's got two guys on his tail. And a bomber, too, coming in for G.O.D. also. Is he coming in or is he picking up some passengers? No, that's going to be an Entropy bomber, which just had a mid-air collision with a strike and won. Going to take the strike down. Trying to keep this turret down. Doing a fairly good job of it. G.O.D. keeping the pressure on, but they haven't really managed to knock it down all the way. You see some booby traps waiting for... There it is right there. It's about to blow up in our faces. A little booby trap waiting for Entropy players. And that's one of the hardest things to do is you have to shoot your own inventory station. That blows. Let's see if I could scoot myself around the map a little bit, find some more action. See, no shooting yet. Both bases seem to be fairly secure, and flags seem fairly secure also. Outgoing bomber for GOD. And an outgoing shrike also? Yep, sure is. Incoming bomber for Entropy? Sure is. Face plants, nosedive. God, they just crater right into the vehicle pad, and they're going to go to work with the disc trying to nail out any of the players trying to equip up there. Nice duel out in midfield. Entropy player goes down. Lord Juggernaut again making his way in. He's got no energy and no health. Flag goes down in the field. It's going to be a little bit of a fight over it, but it's pretty much secure. They're probably going to leave it out in the field. It's a little bit safer over there. Jen's back online for Entropy. See the repair crews going to work, getting the front inventory stations down. He bounced that flag. Well, you know that he must be bored, because whoever that is, the Entropy guy, he bounced the flag. The flag originally was about right here, kind of midway between the elf turret and the flag stand, and he bounced it with a disc all the way up back into the flags up into the base on the top level with a disc. That's pretty good. Every time I try to do that, the flag just goes bouncing all over the place. Pretty good deal. See if I can switch over to the GOD side of things on the flag stand. Can I get there? Perhaps. No, back at Entropy side. One of the cool things about the upcoming Legends game that's coming out, I don't know how much you guys know about it, but it is going to be built on the Tribes 2 engine, and they're also going to make it a little bit more observer-friendly, to where, especially a map like this, it's really hard to spawn where you want them to be, so I have to kind of flip around and get my bearings and stuff like that. So Legends should be a lot more fun to watch than this is. Incoming offense for Entropy, heavy on the flag for GOD, still very much secure. Flag secure also, 20 minutes left to go. Plenty of time for either one of these guys to cap. Free grab so far by... Jens go down for GOD. Three grabs by GOD, one grab by Entropy. And there's going to be a fight on the inside of the base between one of these Entropy players, and he's going to win it. He's holding the base downstairs by himself. He's light. I don't even think he has a shield pack. No, he doesn't. He's going to take the base down and head upstairs. Hopefully you can see it in the darkness. He's going to steal the repair pack? Oh, he's going to go repair his lens. There you go. I had the wrong guy. Still alive. The heavy on the flag has definitely taken a beating. But he's been backed up pretty good by his players. So far, the flag hasn't really gotten away from them too much. Orion on the opposite side is going to make a pickup 3/4 health. Don't know if he has a repair kit on him. He has no energy. There's about 10 Entropy guys behind him. Fleeing for his life. He's moving. Here comes his team backing him up. Almost back to his base. This may be first cap going to Orion for GOD. Bringing it up 1-0. He's in the play. No, he's going to hand it off. It's going to drop down. That is not good. There may be a grab right here. He's going to get owned on the flag stand. Heavy on the flag. Pick it up to save the day. And he's gonna cap it. Bring it up 1-0. Riddle's going to sneak in. Take a lot of heat. I don't know what nailed him, but it took off about half of his life. He's finally going to get railed by the anti-aircraft turret. Flag goes flying and then gets returned by Sid Vicious from GOD, the recruit. Ooh, bomb and run, nailing that flag stand. Too bad it didn't get the heavy on the flag, who's very happily hiding up inside that cubbyhole. Big fight on the inside of the base as Entropy tries to take these gens down. Gens are back up again for GOD. There's going to be a fight on the inside. There you go. He's going to try to get the gens down right here. I don't know who he is. There goes the gens. Lights are out. There goes the Invo. And he's got a shield pack, too. That's not good. He looks like he's dressed in medium. So they're going to have a little bit of a time of getting this guy out the bottom of their base. This may hurt GOD. Come on, buddy. He's just laying waste to everything. None of the GOD players seem to realize that he's inside their base. Let's see if the heavy on the flag is still alive. This heavy on the flag, too, is wisely staying put. He's not taking the bait and jumping downstairs and leaving that flag open. No grabs by Entropy yet. This is going to be the time to grab if they're going to do it. GOD base has been rocked. turret still is still online. Everything else seems to be destroyed. Take a look at the inside of the GOD base again and see if that medium down here with the shield pack is still alive. Yep, he sure is. And he's healthy because he has a repair pack down there, too. There's going to be a fight on the inside of the base. Medium shield pack against the light. Medium's going to win every time. Big trouble for GOD. Base is offline. No vehicles. And no inventory station. There was a quick grab by Riddle, but he goes nowhere. He gets railed by Carvet, who appears to be playing heavy on the flag for GOD, who fortunately has an inventory station, a deployable, at his disposal, which is helping him out a lot. Now, Carvet is going to go into action and try to clear out that medium down there. They definitely need to get this base back online. GOD flag is out in the field somewhere. I don't know where it wound up bouncing off to. Where did it go? It's gone. Where did it go? Wherever it is, it's in a safe spot, because I definitely can't see it. Lots of incoming offense for Entropy now. They seem to kind of be getting the upper hand. They're down by one cap. Oh, no! Riddle coming in for a flag grab. He's going to get hit in the back by his own shrike. That is bad. I hate when that happens. Owned by his own shrike. That's going to cancel out that cap run, which they really had a good chance of... They had GOD on the ropes there. They probably would have been able to get a good grab off of it. Looks like the medium inside the GOD base has finally been taken out. The gens are back online again. You can hear the incoming offense either trying to get the flag or get down to the gen room. One of the incoming... There you see him right there. That's probably that same medium that was in there before. Ooh, we had a drop from G-Spot, who rejoined for Entropy. And on the GOD side, Tyon also dropped out. He rejoined just now, too. Still 1-0, GOD in the lead. We have plenty of time, 16 minutes left to go. Deathbirds fly. This is for number 2 on the TWL. Lots of time for Entropy to come back on this one. They pretty much just had GOD base rocked. And I mean, it was rocked. Everything offline. That meeting with the shield pack, whoever he was, just kind of ran around, taking out all his frustration on every single one of the GOD emplacements. Base is still online. There's a lot of pressure on the GOD side. And they seem to have beefed up their flag D. No, squeaking in the middle. It's Riddle going downstairs, trying to get out the side door. It goes nowhere. Flag goes down in the field. GOD all over it. Going to bring that one back. A lot more pressure on this side now than there was a minute ago. It looks like Entropy kind of fallen in sync now. They started off, I think, a little shaky. And that may have cost them a cap. You can hear the repair crews. I'm going to stay here. It seems to be safer to kind of hang out on the GOD side, because the wave of Entropy offense just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's a heavy. You see him go down right behind the base. G-Spot finally joining a team. Entropy down most of that time by a player too, which is pretty hard to believe. As much pressure as they were putting on the flag stand. Let me see if I can switch myself over to the Entropy base. Where am I? Here we are. Base? Here we go. Entropy base. Heavy on the flag, in position. He has an inventory station, too, which always helps out when you're playing fat on the flag. And it looks like the downstairs of their base is pretty secure also. No chance of it getting taken over anytime soon. No incoming offense for GOD. It's all quiet on the western front. Anything? Nothing. Completely quiet. If I could switch myself over. Bombing run for Entropy. Nose dives into the ground. Pilot still alive, squeaking his way into the base. Where'd he go? Oh, he was playing defense, actually. I think that was a GOD bomber that bought it right in front of the base. Not for sure, though. Kind of hard to tell who's flying what. Two heavies on the flag for GOD. They've really made a wise move by beefing up that flag D and keeping those squirrely little mediums from getting inside and blowing the base out. Incoming mortar spam from a tank. Scoot over there and watch the tank battle. Entropy tank is smoking. He's hurting. He's getting chained, too. And he also got pushed back out of spam distance. GOD trying to hustle back into position. Incoming strikes from all over. I don't know if they're defense or offense. Looks like they're GOD defensive strikes. Trying to keep some air superiority on this side of the map. Doing a pretty good job, too. It seems to have quieted down, and now the strikes are going to go to work on that tank. Ooh! And there you see it explode right before our eyes. Good job by G.O.D. Pilot's still alive. See him chaining the shrike above us. And he's going to get railed out of midair. SS looked like he was doing the either the driving or the mortaring in that tank. Doing a pretty good job of both. No grabs in the last few minutes. It's actually it's actually gotten a little bit less hectic as it was a minute ago. I think we're going to have some tower action. Let's see how the towers look. Don't know which tower this is because it's hard to see. Incoming spam from Entropy. This is the G.O.D. side. It takes a second to figure out where you are. And the Shrike is just going to lay waste to that vehicle pad area. It's probably going to blow up. Oh, it's already down. G.O.D. has no pads to equip on, so whatever Shrikes they have in the air, they're going to have to make those last. Their inventory stations are online. All right, take that bad load. That's an incoming G.O.D. heavy who scooted up to the top. Did he make it? Get lost in a building. There he is right there. Looks like that was another winner of the Nick contest. Riodlog. What does that mean, Riodlog? That's not a nickname. That's like random typing of keys. Riodlog. G-Bone just dropped out for G.O.D. Both of these guys have been losing players throughout the whole game. At one point, I believe one of them, G-Bone, just reconnected. One of these teams was down by like two guys. Let me take a quick look on the server list if I can. Nope. Looks like everybody's in the house. Finally, we have 16 versus 16. The action is on the Entropy vehicle station, which God will not allow them to have. Two Shrikes on it. Looks like there was a third one in there. Yep, three Shrikes just taking out anybody who tries to re-equip. One of the Entropy players desperately trying to get a Shrike going. Getting a Shrike or a bomber. Look. What is it? It's a tank. It's the tanker. He's going to have a lot of trouble getting that tank across the field. There are three G.O.D. Shrikes just laying waste to everything. Let me see if I can switch over to the opposite side. G.O.D. inventory, G.O.D. Vehicle pad online, and the inventory stations are up also. And G-Bone from G.O.D. having lots of trouble staying connected to the server. He dropped again also. Teon just rejoined too. God having some problems keeping their players in the game. See if we can check the flag stands. No grabs in the past few minutes. Still four grabs apiece by each of these teams. 1-0. G.O.D. in the lead. Got that early cap. There's 10 minutes left to go. So far it's been about 10 or 15 minutes since there was a cap. Oomph. Two heavies on the flag again for G.O.D. No incoming offense for Entropy. Absolutely dead quiet on this side. This map is so big that it really does come in waves a lot. So it's not uncommon, but I haven't really seen anything happen on this side of the map either. So Entropy might be having some trouble getting their guys to the opposite side of the map. Let's see if I could switch over to their flag stand. I wish I could do this easier. Ooh, look at an incoming bomber just got whacked too. Oh, I'm back here again. This map is a joy. Fun to play, not as much fun to cast. Entropy flag. There it is, heavy on the flag, alive. Base online? Base is online. Looks like it hasn't taken a scratch. Completely intact. Incoming HO for G.O.D. He's going to make it up onto the top of the flag stand and just get ripped up by turrets. He's still alive, though. Pretty good job of laying his mortars right on that flag and knocking the heavy off the flag. He's finally going to get railed from a spike turret off behind him. He's going to go down in the field. Heavy on the flag got knocked off. You see him trying to get back into position right there. And he's going to, as soon as he gets back into position, incoming light for G.O.D. It's Lord Juggernaut. He goes nowhere. He's going to get stopped on the flag by Slamskate. I hear explosions, but I don't see them. Let's see if I can get the bird's eye view. Vehicles coming online for Entropy. Ooh, that was rude. As soon as the bomb was created, he got a mortar right in his butt. Almost flipped it over onto its head. And this is the lone bomber with no crew. Taking a missile in the back also. Maybe he's going to pick someone up, or maybe he is making a flag run with the only vehicle he had available to him. I want to stay behind him just to see what this guy is doing, really. His bomber's smoking. One more missile. He's in trouble. Looks like it's a capper. He's going to bail out, coming into the flag stand, dropping his grenades. Lots of action on the flag stand. This soul-like entropy player trying desperately to get up there. It's not going to happen. Is he going to get nailed? Yeah, he's finally going to get nailed on the wall. Disc to the face. It looks like it was Big Monkey flying solo on that one. Didn't manage to get a grab. Still, four grabs apiece. 1-0, which is kind of hard to believe. I thought it would be maybe a little bit more than that. Both of these guys pretty much stalemating each other at this point. I think most likely due to the air war that's going on with the Shrikes, because all I've seen is the Shrike after Shrike just nailing everything. Incoming tank from Entropy, probably SS and his partner. See if he's going to try to take out that pad. That's a hard shot to do from that tank as it's moving. No, he's going to take the stations down first. Try to nail one inside. Still haven't gotten around inside that. They still haven't taken that tower down. That one was kind of a bust. He's going to take the heavy down that was harassing, though. Good job. It looks like Erotic and SS are the gruesome twosome in the tank. Nope, didn't get the station down. One of them's still down, but I think that one's been down the whole game. Vehicle pad is owned. GOD not making much of an effort to get it back online again, either. They seem to be suiting up in that inventory station and then getting the hell out of Dodge before the Entropy tank comes back again. Here's the Entropy tank, still alive, I believe. Getting nailed by the Shrike. Shrike D coming in for GOD again. I think that's played the biggest role so far, is their Air Force, the GOD Air Force. There's a grab. Ooh, it's G-Spot, and he has full health. Catching an elf in the back. He's going to have to fight through some turrets. Almost makes it out, but he gets railed. Flag goes sailing off into the distance and then gets returned by the wolf. GOD flag goes back to base. Almost a clean grab by Entropy. No dice. Capper coming in. It's SS. He's light. He can't get himself out of the base. He should have made a right turn, but he made a left one. He's in trouble now, catching an elf in the back. He's got some health. If he has a teammate to help him out, he might have a chance, but he runs right into a hornet's nest of deployable turrets that just rip him alive. GOD base offline again. The action is coming in these little brief spurts. These guys trying desperately to keep their stuff online. Everything seems to be getting taken offline before they can really do anything. There's the GOD defense laying some turrets out inside the base, trying to keep this base up. See if I can switch over to the Entropy side of things. Nope, not going to happen. Still on the GOD side. Capper coming in for Entropy. Going to be fight on the flag stand. He goes nowhere. Looks like Riddle, the Entropy capper, is going to get stopped right there in front of us. 2 feet from the flag. Oh, so close, but so far away. More action on the vehicle pads. Entropy vehicle pad this time. Managing to... incoming Shrike trying to nail the Shrike that was spawning on the vehicle pad. He hit the arm of the vehicle pad. You know, the thing that comes up when it's spinning around and spawning a vehicle? He hit the arm of it, and it just owned himself. Destroyed his whole entire Shrike. This is where the action is. I'd love to see some of these Shrike demos. Looks like they'd be fun. Maybe they'll post them after the game. Because there has been nothing but Shrikes in the air. I mean, that's all you see. And it's really hard to follow them since they're so fast. Just huge air battles over both of these towers as each one tries to destroy the other's vehicle pad and maybe kind of get an advantage. Do we have anything? Vehicle pad's still online. I don't know what side I'm on because it's impossible to tell. Inventory station's offline. No grabs yet. I could switch myself over. It is that we have another spawning Shrike, I bet. No, it's a bomber. 4. Entropy. Where's his teammate? He's going to leave it on the flag, on the vehicle pad, and then run off. Flag still secure. Not much light defense for Entropy. They seem to be all off busy doing other things. The light defense either is on coffee break or else playing O. You see anything? Nothing. Lots of Shrike. Lots of air war. I need the air HUD or something so I can flip on the Shrikes easier. As a matter of fact, let me try that. See if I can get a good lock on some of these Shrike battles. These guys, this is a little light D from G.O.D. God, they're just laying waste to everything. It's Franco, the recruit from G.O.D. We got a little Shrike action going. Let's see how he goes. Hot on the tail of an entropy. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. He managed to hit him about six times. Franco breaking off his attack, heading back to his probably to his flag stand. No, he's on Tower D. Just patrolling, trying to make sure that they keep the vehicle pad up and keep that heavy offense rolling out the door. Nothing but Shrike battles. Nice shot. Franco's going to nail one, and then Macros is going to... It looked like he was... He face planted right into the ground. Franco needs some repairs. Look how beat up he is. Oh, he's a woman too. Nice boobs, dude. I'm gonna stay on Franco for a bit. He seems to be doing fairly well. Staying alive, he's gonna lay into another entropy Shrike on his way out, trying to be slick going out of bounds. Nail him. This guy's great. Every time he pulls the trigger, he pretty much hits him. Both these teams have been losing players just nonstop, left and right. You can see in the WSBN HUD, every time you see a yellow, that is that's somebody dropping or rejoining, and it has happened a lot. Oh, Franco in trouble. Entropy Shrike on his tail. Don't know who it is. He's going to get railed, and it's going to be... Don't know who it was. No credit for him. Nice job by the Entropy Shrike D. See if we can get a lock on another one. There's Carvis playing some heavy D on that flag. He's done a great job so far. He was alone for a while. Now he has a partner. 60 seconds left to go. It's 1-0. Not much time for Entropy to come back and tie this one up. Looks like first map is going to go to G.O.D. Come on, find me a Shrike. There we go. It's Macros this time. He's going to nail a Shrike coming off the pad that just spawned. Not much time. 35 seconds. I don't think this one's going to happen. You can't get across the map that quick in this one.
Good game!
30 seconds.
That's going to be a wrap for this one. First map going to G.O.D. Congratulations. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a little bit more hectic than that. It was well played by both. It seemed like at the beginning that Entropy had some problems. They kind of maybe started off at a slow start. Three, two, that one. Is a wrap.
Victory.
Bingo.
Storm.
1-0. Oh, I love that. I love it when nobody says anything stupid after a game. That was just well played on both sides. That was actually a fantastic, well played map. That's a hard map to play. It takes a lot of teamwork. G.O.D. kind of squeaked that one cap in there, and that was a wrap for that one. Coming up next is going to be No Shelter. Yeah, No Shelter. And this time we're going to switch and go. We're going to go east to the G.O.D. server, I believe. No, to the Entropy server. I take that back. I don't know. I make a lot of this stuff up. It's what I think, but I'm not sure. I think we're going east. RT is on the East Coast, I believe. It's a great server. I play on it all the time, even on the West Coast. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Next one up is No Shelter, TWL, number 2 on the TWL Tribes 2 CTF. Be back in a minute.
The network where you can get Fat Men, Hondas, Motor Tickles, and Weight Gain 2000 at no extra charge.
WSBN.
Okay, wait, this was too good to pass up. If you look on your video screen, how cool is that, huh? a nice UE screen, baby. Fire Java from GOD wants to give a shout out to Taxi. Do me a favor and give a shout out to Whopper for installing a water cooling system and screwing his computer up. That's pretty funny. The video is stopping dead for 5 seconds at a time. Okay, let's talk about video for a moment. If you look on the... As a matter of fact, I'm going to post this into the... I don't have the direct link. But if you... It's not us, man. I wish that there was something I could tell you to fix that. But it's just not going to happen. Because it's not us. You probably have a crappy connection. That's all I can say. I'm waiting for the responses in the channel. The video is, the video hasn't stopped yet. I promise you. That was my first UE, by the way, in about 3 weeks. I don't do too bad when it comes to that stuff. Everybody else seems to be, I'm reading my messages as I talk, which is probably not the greatest thing to do. I'm getting speech lessons by Squeeze, and he's trying to tell me how to pronounce these names. Sid Farkas? That's not a good name. Rai Odlog? I'm not saying that. His name's Rio. Rio and Sid. Sid Vicious. And I hate to tell you guys that are having video problems, man, that it's not us. We're going from a T1, very high quality team T1, to an OC3 on a fiber optic backbone, and I don't know what else to tell you. There's a lot of things between the internet and your monitor, so it's most likely your own ISP that sucks. I'd read the WSBN website. I'd read the fact on it, because it explains it a little bit better than I can on the air, because I just don't have the attention span to do it. I don't know. I'm also getting a bunch of shout-outs, too. Okay, I gave a shout-out to Whopper for screwing his computer up. Good job, dude. Oh, no. Bruce Lee says, Whopper is one of those guys that thinks read the manual is for losers. Now, and he poured the water all over the motherboard and processor. Good job, dude. That is funny. He didn't really pour it on his processor, did he? That would be nuts. Strega sends word. Shout out to Insane Style, because they're jumping back onto the TWL. You can't give a shout out to your own team, dude. That's like against the rules. I can give a shout out to Insane Style. Well, let's do it that way. That way it'll work. Shout out to Insane Style. They're joining back in but it's T1, man. You guys should play Bass Plus Plus. Don't limit yourselves. I like Tribes 1 too, but expand your horizons, man. Nope. Tank from Nope. I don't even know Nope was a team anymore. Shout out to me for missing my T1 team's practice for my T2 team. No, I'm not doing all that. It's too complicated. No, I'm not going to do that. Nope. Skip that one. Shout out to Team RT. I'll do that simply because they're providing a server for this upcoming map for Entropy and GOD. I can do that. Anyone else? Let's see. Check the Entropy channel. This would be... Uh-oh. Fast Attack. As soon as he rejoins the channel from playing the game, he says, that server sucked. It didn't look that bad. It was playable. Tank, your shoutouts are entirely too complicated for my feeble brain, dude. You need to minimize that a little bit, or explain it better or something. I can't read all that stuff. Sorry, dude. What else we have? Insane Style back on the TWL ladder. Got that one. And I think that's it. Okay, I'm going to get myself back in the game. Be back in a minute. What happened to my music? Oh, there it is. Okay, this is a shout out I just can't pass up. Revelation wants to give a shout out to Hitman for being the biggest pimp with a bathtub. I have no idea what that means. Squeeze wants to give a shout out to Entropy and God for putting on a great match. Oh, and he actually thanked me for casting it. What a miracle. Miracle of miracles. Unbelievable. Shout out to Messiah from Squeeze for not letting me into US West. What else we have? Thrall, poor Thrall, man. He can't connect to the video. I feel sorry for him. Jack wants to give a shout out to all the guys in Core. They seem to have played well in the Peanut Tourney this weekend. 2 days of Tribes 2 goodness. Shout out to the Hitman for being the biggest pimp with a bathtub. I can't even... I won't even try to figure that one out. What else we got? Anything? No, Tank is still trying to get this one to work. What do we have? Shout out to Ink for winning a match on the 7-man ladder. Okay, I guess I did it. I don't know, that one wasn't very interesting, Tank, but I did it anyway. What else we have? Nothing? I don't think so. No. You need to come up with a good shout-out. I mean, you know, it has to, like, kind of... I don't know. I'm just not going to shout-out anything. Give me some content, I say. Content. All right, we got a game coming up in a few. Let me join the game server. Next map up is No Shelter, which is kind of a neat one. It's dark, though. It might be hard to see in, on the video, but... Thrall, it doesn't matter to you because you can't connect to the video anyway. I feel sorry for you, dude. I do. But get a real connection, man. Spend a buck. Put out the monies. Ow. Okay, Revelation's going to explain his shout-out. It means Hitman doesn't have a shower, so he takes bubble baths. And he uses Big Boy Billy's bubble bath bonanza. That's funny. And Jackal, I think Jackal's from Rapture. Am I wrong? Right or wrong about that one? It says I played the Peanut Tony and all I got was this lousy server. That's funnies. Oh, I love my job, man. You guys make me laugh. Make me laugh. What else we got? I mean, they're just coming in waves. Shout out to Big Man the Ham, who was fly with the KY. That's from Phil Singer. No, skip that one. Nope. Tank from Nope is still trying to get something in the air there. I'm not really sure what that one's about. Tank, you need to go to shout-out school, dude, and learn how to appeal to the caster on the air, man. Shout-out to Magus for shaving his legs. Oh, I hope he's a biker or something. God, Hitman uses Big Boy Billy's bubble bath bonanza. love it. I love it. I want pictures. I want a webcam of that, man. You guys got to work on getting me a webcam. Revelation says it's not funny, it's sad. I think it's funny. Rengen wants to give a shout out to Carvid from GOD for still having a recruit tag on. What else we got? We have Tank still going bananas. Close that PM for the 15th time. What else we have? I just think it's funny that the guy uses Big Boy Billy's Bubble Bath Bonanza. I just like saying that, I think. Who is this your girlfriend's lover, dude? That's an annoying nick. But he wants to give a shout-out to everyone's girlfriend for being good in bed last night. I could do that. What else we have? Anything? Nothing? All right, I think I have everybody out the way. Oh, I got to join the server. You see, you guys distract me, man. Oh, hold on, I'll be right back. Here's a simple rule. Here's a rule for all you guys in the future that may be casted by WSBN, and in particular me. You might want to give the caster the right password to get into the game server. Oh, now I get it. Nope wants to, Tank wants to give a shout out to Inquisition for getting 10 caps in 10 minutes in Minotaur. That's pretty good. I tried that password, dude. It won't let me in. I'm trying. Alright, let me try again. I'll tell you about Legends in a minute. I'm going to try to get into the game server first. Oh, yay, I'm in, finally. And, you know, it really does help. It helps the whole broadcasting experience to tell the caster the right server name. Now, one of the passwords didn't work. I had the right password. I just didn't have the right server. All right, where am I? Let's switch to ye olde game cam. Get rid of this guy. And see what we have going on No Shelter. This is a pretty cool map. I haven't played it that much. Let me see if I can get a better spawn spot. Got shoutouts all up and down the up and down the game server. Shout out to Entropy from Sarcophagus. Sarcophagus. Shout out to Entropy for playing a good game. And Drastic wants to give a shout out to Looch, our mofo HO. I don't even know if these guys are ready. In the server right now, though. What do we got? We got Neophyte, Beavis Nuke, Tremor, Riddle, G-Spot, Slamscape, Nothing, SS Crocodile, Shogun, Blotter, Satocket, Z-Protos, Erotic, Big Monkey, and Hitman for Entropy. For G.O.D., we got Macros, Sarcophagus, whatever your name is. It's Sid Vicious, Orion, Geezer, G-Bone, Tyrus, Fire Java, Carveth, Lord Juggernaut, Drastic, Bruce Lee, SG-Force, Franco-American, The Wolf, and Lurch finally makes his way in. I don't think I saw him on in the last one. I think Lurch... Uh-oh. Lord Juggernaut says, KOH just spiked to a 2,000 ping with 40 PL. He's rebooting real quick. Sorry. Oh, okay, so I wasn't late. I was actually early for once. This is kind of a cool map. Hopefully you guys on the video server can give me some feedback and tell me if it's easy to kind of see what's going on, being that it's as dark as it is. I hope it's showing up on the video okay. If not, I could fix that. So tell me if we have sucks or we have cools. Cools or sucks? I think it's cool myself. Looks fine to me. I forgot to mention, on the Inferno side is going to be Entropy on this one. And on Storm is going to be G-O-D. I'm going to hang out right here on the... What side of the map am I on? Check out the flag, the old reliable way to tell. I'm on the Storm side, so I'm going to be starting off the game. Actually, I started the last game off on the G.O.D. side. Let's see if I can go over to the opposite side. There we go. I'm going to sit right on the flag. And I'm also going to switch off my game cam because it's getting boring. Yes, I gave the shout-out to Whopper. I don't think I can give enough shout-outs to Whopper for destroying his computer. Trying to put a water-cooled system on it and not doing too well. All you guys that have modems, you might as well just hang it up because you're not going to be able to view the match, the video. It's just not going to happen. Sid Vicious wants to give a shout out to Sid Farkas, my alter ego best friend. All right, I can do that. I don't know what that means, though. I guess he's giving a shout-out to himself. He's his own best friend, I guess. Shogun from Entropy? Yeah, Shogun from Entropy, I just heard, is ex-Nope. Nope hasn't been around for a while. What happened to them? They were around for Tribes 1, and then they kind of just disappeared, huh? Uh-oh, Slamscape wants me to play as the 16th guy for G.O.D. No. I don't think I can cast and play at the same time. That's not going to happen. For whoever it was that wanted to know... Oh, actually, it's probably that Thrall guy who can't connect to video anymore. Oh, bummer. They want to know what all this equipment is and why we need all this equipment that you see on the video camera for casting... And it's kind of hard to explain it. I probably should make a webpage or something for it. I don't know. Maybe some other time. It's entirely too complicated to go through. It'll take me like 10 minutes, and by that time the game will probably start anyway. So I'll skip it. What else we got? No, I'm not going to give any homosexual shout-outs to anybody, so you might as well hang that up. No, I'm not going to give a shout-out to this guy because he's a fag, or that guy because he's a fag. I'm not doing it. I refuse. You can come up with something better than that, right? Oh, Tank just let me in on the situation of Nope. He says, I wear my tags because I have a more normal name and people identify me by my tags and my name. Okay. And he says, Nope retired and the Euro players went to do something else. Okay, so in other words, Nope has ceased to exist. What else we have in the game server? Shout out to my number one homie, Westside from Tremor. Orion wants to give a shout out to getting rice in your keyboard. What else we have? Riddle is getting anxious. He says, we've been waiting for 20 minutes now. ETA on starting? KOH. I wonder who KOH is from God. I don't know. I don't remember seeing his name. I don't know if that's his entire name or if that's a abbreviation for his name. I don't see him in the server yet. He's the one guy we're waiting on to rejoin. He had some connection problems. Nothing yet. KOH. Does anybody know who that is? What's his full nick? Just out of curiosity. Oh, somebody post Ryo something from GOD. Somebody post him the link to the video. See if we can get him rolling. Boy, I really work in that video server, man. I think I'm going to have to up the user limit on it or something. There we go. Bing, 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 bing. You time out when you try to connect to it? Man, I'm sorry about that, but there's not much I can do about that either. It's up for everybody else. Oh, they made me an admin in the game server. Never a good thing to do. Okay, what do we have here? Nope, that's not a good shout out. No, I don't want gay shout outs, man. Those are off limits. And Riddle is getting anxious. He says, okay, it's after 11 now. Which is true. It's this match was supposed to start at 10. It's 5 after 11, so I can kind of see why he's getting aggravated. Riddle's getting aggravated that it's 11 o'clock and Orion from GOD told him to go drink a cup of coffee instead. Oh no, look at this. Look at the game screen. That's my second UE. Wow. That's rare. This is the first time I've UE'd in weeks. What a bummer, man. Well, at least when I come back, I won't be admin, so they're safe from me kicking. Oh man. I can't believe that. Oh. All right, well, there goes Trash Town. Two UEs in 15 minutes. That is not cool. At least it waited till the first map ended. What's up with that, Mr. T2? Usually I get a UE about once every 10 hours of play. I figured it out. But it's destroyed for some reason. Hopefully we won't have this problem all night, because then I'll just have to openly weep on camera. Let me in! No. Shout out to the guy who won't stop walking in front of the camera. Tion, however you pronounce his name. Shout out to all the military people protecting our country. I can do that. I like that one. Sigma from Team RT wants to give a shout out to Rapture for giving them a beatdown in the PNET tourney. And also give him a shout-out for doing well against Vanguard. We have issues, Houston. Houston, we have a problem. If Riddle was freaking out before, he's really going to be freaking out now when I drop. I can't believe that. I get a UE about once every 10 hours of play. Which isn't so bad. I mean, I know it's a pain and everything, and I don't like it, but, you know, it's doable. I can live with it. I can hang with it. But now it's just total. Come on, dude. No, it didn't. And another thing, too, it didn't save my, favorite. So now I have to hunt down the Team RT server somewhere up in here. Oh, it's so painful. There it is. Stop pinging, stupid. All right. Team RT, right? I'm there. I know what I'm doing. I am in control of my machine. Yay. In. Bingo, we're in. No. I got... They started without me. Rat bastards. How dare they? I'm offended, man. It's tie on. Okay. Now I got it. Well, you know, it's... Don't yell at me because I didn't know his name. How am I supposed to know it's Tion and not Tion or something? It could be anything. Now that I know, I'll remember. At least I'll try to. Anyway, shout out from Tion to all the military peeps out there in all places around the globe. Map has started without me. Dirty rat bastards that they are. Let's switch into the game cam. Dirty dogs, man. And the entropy flag is in position. This map, if you, I don't know if you're familiar with it. Actually, I'll wait to explain it because there's an incoming capper for GOD, probably Lord Juggernaut. He's going to get elfed to death on the flag stand. And if, no, he's going to take a disc in the back of the head. It was Lord Juggernaut. Slamscape playing a little heavy D, I believe. Kind of a weird thing for these guys to do is to stand the light D directly on the flag stand too, because it's real easy to take those light D out with just one good mortar shot from about a mile away. Grabs on the other side by Riddle. He goes nowhere. Flags down in the field. And it's going to get returned by the Wolf from GOD. Two grabs now by Entropy. No grabs by... What did I say? There was the mortar shot I was just mentioning. Who was it? It's Lurch from about a mile out. He's going to nail Blotter, who's playing light D foolishly on the flag stand. Not the place to hang out when you're light D. You pretty much want to get away from that flag stand and give it a little breathing room, because one good mortar shot is going to pretty much end your light D days. There's Blotter's rotting corpse. See ya. Both flags secure. Two grabs by Entropy so far. Let's see if I can switch over to the DOD side of things. Looks like there's more action on that side anyway. Is it going to do it? No. Try again. Don't you love the observer spawn spots? There we go. On the flag stand, fight between them. The heavy on the flag, and it looked like maybe an incoming light. Two heavies on the flag for GOD, doing a pretty good job of keeping that flag at home. No caps yet, two grabs. Where's the air war? There's a lot of good pilots in this server right now. I'm waiting to see how the air war is going to develop. Anything? See some Shrike D patrolling, but no real action just yet. They don't seem to be intercepting anything. Nothing. All quiet. But being that it's dark out, that's when the action is going to start. When it drops into a lull, it's just going to light up all of a sudden as these guys all come in. If they play smart, anyway, they should all hit at the same time. A little Shrike action off on the V-pad. A bomber going down for GOD. Nice sneaky Shrike work by Entropy, as they came in on the backside and just nailed whatever is spawning on the vehicle pad. There's the bomber going into action. Let's see if we can get a lock on him. Let's see if I can... Oh, we got... Nope. There's the bomber. I'm waiting to see. That's Entropy. I'm waiting for the... Where's that GOD bomber? That's what I want to see. I want to watch the bombing run. There it is. Tail gunner action. It's nothing. Entropy coming in a bomber run. He doesn't have a repair pack. He's got an ammo pack, which is pretty odd. Most tail gunners carry a repair pack just to nurse that bomber along. He's going to try to nail the flags, and he does. It kind of just lays out the roof, though. Nothing's going to bail out and get left behind by the bomber. I don't think that was intentional. The bomber now has no tail gunner in it. That is not good. See what side of the map I'm on. Almost impossible to say. Let's see, I'm pointed west, so I'm on the Entropy side of things. Base looks like it's pretty much intact. Oops, switched off. We're going over to GOD side. Shrikers coming back into action. Incoming mortar spam. Nailing that flag stand. I mean, nailing that vehicle pad directly. Look, you can see it coming in. Boom! Boom! Bye-bye, V-pad. Good job. I don't know who it was because it doesn't tell me. Whoever that was, great spam work. G-Spot on the opposite side is going to pick it up for Entropy. Flag goes a short distance away. It goes down in the field, bouncing down the hill, picked up by SS. He's got about half health. He's in yellow. He's got a good chance of making it home. He's in the red. He needs his team to back him up right now. Hurry up. Chain gun fire all over the place. It looks like a fireworks show. 4th of July out here on no shelter. 21 minutes left to go. Nice block by the Shrike, trying to keep guys off the flag from returning it. But it's going to get returned by Fire Jabba, who makes his way over to it just in time. What an explosion that was. Just pretty much blew my ears out. If we can switch over to one of these flag stands, crappy spawn spots in Tribe 2 Observer mode. On the Entropy side, flag secure, both flags back at the base. Three grabs by Entropy. No grabs yet by G.O.D. Shrike D going to work. Let's see if I can switch over to get some Shrike action. Tremor, is he playing O or he's playing D? Looks like he's going offense in a Shrike. Let's stick with him for a bit. He's going to almost get in a mid-air collision. No, he's going to turn around. He's playing defense and try to nail that Shrike. There it is. Mid-air duel. Go, Daddy, go. The other Shrike is going to run away. Chicken. I'm getting corrected by Sparkplug saying that they don't carry it in a repair pack, but that's not true. I've seen it happen about a billion times. I've seen, as a matter of fact, the majority of Tail Gunners I've seen have a repair pack rather than an ammo pack. Shrike goes down. Tremor's going to eat it, too. And there's going to be a fight over the flag. It's picked up by SS and then get returned by, don't know who it was. Who was it? It was the Wolf, made his way over there. Both flags again. Back up. Four grabs right now by Entropy. Zero by G.O.D. I don't know what exactly G.O.D. is doing. That's the hard part. I mean, I don't see any... they don't seem to be trying to take the base down. They don't seem to be trying to take the vehicle pad down. But there doesn't seem to be any action. Maybe they're just playing a 16-man defense or something like that. I'm not sure. Let's see if I can switch over to the opposite side. On the G.O.D. side, oh, there's Orion. G.O.D. was short a man. Orion rejoining. Flag is secure for G.O.D. for the moment anyway. Vehicle pad online. And it's about to come offline. A Shrike coming in, nailing it. G.O.D. trying to get it back online. You can see the Shrike or the blaster fire. Nail him again. Almost goes down. Good work. Whoever's strafing the vehicle pad is doing a real good job. Let me see if I can get a lock on him, because he's doing a great job of it. Where are you? Nope. Where's the Shriker? Oh, come on. Oh, bomber run. Wow, that looks interesting. It's Big Monkey. There he is again. We're going to stick with him for a while because he's doing a great job of just keeping that vehicle pad either harassed or down. One of the guys for G.O.D. getting that thing back online as soon as possible. Nice shot, Big Monkey. Face plants into the ground. His Shrike's going to blow up. He's going to jump into another Shrike, which is smoking. Stick with him for a while. The flag's being held by Riddle, who goes nowhere. Gets caught with a grenade. Flag has picked up three of his teammates behind him to back him up. SS is going to pick it up out of the field and come in for the cap. Is he going to cap it? Almost. He bounces off the heavy on the flag. Flag goes down. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Huge fight over. Blotter's going to come in, pick it up. There's his flag getting returned right now. And that's going to bring it up 1-0. Good job by Entropy. Just clustering all over that flag and bringing it back. Oh, no. When you flip on a vehicle, you wind up going back to it automatically. So what we're going to be faced with is, every now and then, it's going to randomly flip to a vehicle because the Tribes 2 Observer mode is pretty much a piece of junk. Lots of action on the G.O.D., on the Entropy side. Lord Juggernaut is finally going to make his way in with no health to get railed. He's going to smartly, instead of dying up in the flag stand, he's going to bounce that flag out the hole, try to get it to his teammates. It goes nowhere. The flag gets returned by Blotter, who's playing light D on the flag stand still. You think he would have... He would have learned his lesson before when he got taken out with the mortar spam. Entropy flag back at base. No incoming, I don't believe. I don't see anything coming in just yet. I hear a bomber off there somewhere. Going off into the distance. Let's see if I'm going to randomly switch back to a vehicle or if I'm going to be good outside this flag stand in free look. No incoming G.O.D. yet. Dead. DOA. I don't know exactly what's happening. Oh, man, it looked like Squeeze just rejoined. Kodiak left and rejoined. I'm going to take a look down the ping list. G.O.D. is not looking too good. A lot of their guys are pinging. I'm pinging 360. I don't know what's up with that. I usually ping about 100 to this server. I ping to the other RT server about 100. I've never joined this one before. Squeeze is coming in at about 200. Macros about 150. Sid Vicious is about 160. Highest pinger on the team is going to be Franco at about 190, 200. Not good. Looks like GOD is doing battle with their connections more than anything else because there's no offense. I've been sitting on this, but I hit some long-distance incoming spam. Nailing that flag stand. I take that back. Almost a grab by Lord Juggernaut. He gets bounced off of his route by the heavy on the flag. I don't know who the heavy on the flag is for Entropy. Big fight over the flag. Goes nowhere. Flag very much secure. 17 minutes, 30 seconds left to go on no shelter. This is for number two. Entropy lost first map to GOD. 1-0 on Deathbird's Fly, so they definitely need to win this one. Right now they're up ahead one cap, which is all it takes. So we're going to see what happens if they're going to bring this one into overtime, or by some fluke, GOD is going to bounce back and maybe bring this one to a two-map win. My random clicking onto players. There's Beavis New coming out as a light. I'm going to stick with him for a bit. Hopefully it'll stay locked onto him. If not, I don't know what's going to happen. Trying to get an idea of what exactly GOD is doing. There's a grab by Riddle again. Entropy giving great pressure on the GOD side of things. He's going to get railed. Flag goes down in the field. Is going to get picked up. No, lots of GOD around it. I don't think this one's going to be picked up out of the field. I lied. Picked up by Tremor, but he goes down also, and the flag's finally returned by Arnie. Big fight over that one. Lots of strikes around, too. That's six grabs so far. One cap by Entropy. I'm lost in the snow. There we go. Incoming bomber? Or is it a strike? Incoming bomber for... Oh, man. Incoming bomber for Entropy. Nails right on the flag stand. There's a pickup by G-Spot as soon as that bomber came through. Great timing by Entropy on that one. G-Spot's still alive. He finally goes down in the field. The flag is swarming with GOD players. They're going to leave it in the field? No, they're going to return it. It's going to be the wolf on the return on that one. Waiting to see if there's any outgoing GOD offense. So far, they only have two grabs, and it looks like Lord Juggernaut is maybe playing the one-man offensive attack. Incoming capper for Entropy. Here's where the action is. I think there was a capper. No, he's going to stay in his strike and head for the V-pad and try to take it down. That might be GOD's trouble right there. Entropy may be having better luck keeping this pad down. It's online right now trying to spawn a vehicle. No! What was that? Oh, that was the stupid tribeside. Let's see, that vehicle pad is still online, very much so, as a matter of fact. See if I can do battle with my HUD and keep track of the action at the same time. Entropy flag back at base, very much secure. Light D laying up some turrets around the flag stand, which always helps out a lot. No incoming GOD offense. All right, let me switch over to the opposite side and see what happens. Looks like GOD is having either a hard time with their pings or a hard time getting their offense out the door. Their flag is secure. The defense is doing a pretty good job. Only one cap so far. 14 and a half minutes left to go. This is becoming an odd game. There's action somewhere. I see guys getting taken out. I just can't seem to position myself. So many good pilots on both sides of this server. There's the action on the flag stand. All that explosion right there. There's a bombing run coming in. Look for a capper to come in. Sure enough, it's Riddle. He's at full health. Got a lot of energy. Heading towards the back of the GOD base. Going to hook a hard left. He's got a strike behind him. He's in trouble. No, the strike gets nailed by one of his teammates. Into the bomber he goes. Riddle off to the races. Go, dog. He's still in trouble. He still could be stopped. He's getting chained from the ground. Whoever's piloting that really didn't do a very good job of it. Riddle's still alive. He's at absolutely full health. He hasn't taken a shot yet. His flag has just been returned. He's about midfield right now. No, go back to the capper, dude. Riddle got nailed? He did get nailed. Unbelievable. Either he got nailed or he dropped it, and the flag got returned. SS is going to pick it up as soon as it's returned. when you see it switch off of the player that we're looking at unexpectedly, that's the, like it just did, that's the HUD being retarded. SS trying to get into a shrike. Unfortunately, he doesn't make it. Bounces off the back of it. Takes a lot of damage. He's only about a quarter health right now. He's about midfield. He's moving. Dropping flares in his wake. He's inside of his flag stand, heading up to it right now. He might make it. He needs some help from his teammates. He's got hardly any health. No! Flag goes down in the field. It's dropped. There's a fight over it in the field, getting bounced around. God trying to bring that one back as hard as they can. It's picked up by G-Spot. Making it up to the flag stand. He might bring it up. No! Owned on the flag stand. Flag gets... Oh, my God. The flag gets dropped on the flag stand. Returned by Macros, and then Macros picks the flag, the entropy flag, up and makes it out the door. That one made it all the way back to the flag stand within 2 feet of it before it just gets the big stamp of denied by G.O.D. There's a grab by Bruce Lee. It goes nowhere. Flag is dropped in the field and then quickly returned. Lots of action on this flag stand tonight. Finally, G.O.D. getting some grabs. And my random HUD, this is going to be probably terrible to watch. My random HUD changes on the video as you see me fighting it. Every time somebody exits a vehicle, it'll flip to them. Nice, huh? Thank you, Dynamics, dude. Neophyte from Entropy still alive on the G.O.D. side of things, trying to make his way into the base, I think. No, he's trying to take the vehicle pad down. He's going to have to do better than that. I don't think that's going to do it. Shrike being spawned on the pad. Luckily, Neophyte doesn't get caught in the vehicle field. And my HUD switched off of him at the last second. What side of the map am I on now? Yay, fun and games. I'm on the Entropy side of things, though. Flag secure. No grabs in the past few minutes by G.O.D. Not since that great return by G.O.D. on the flag, on the entropy flag stand of their flag. Here we go, back on the G.O.D. side of things. Stop changing, dude! I want to be on the G.O.D. side, man. It's a vehicle bug. What we're doing battle with is a bug. I'm trying to make my way over there. But it will randomly switch to a vehicle, which is lame, I admit it, but it's that's Dynamics for you. G.O.D. flag, where we are now. Oh, I give up. Can't even stay in one spot. It keeps switching me to vehicles. I don't understand that. I need Zier to fix that or something, because if Base Plus Plus is going to come out and we're going to keep casting, we're definitely going to need to have that one fixed, man. Still 1-0, Entropy in the lead. Entropy, excuse me, no H in that. 10 minutes left to go. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to watch the vehicles all day. How about that? It's pointless to try to get a lock on the flag stand because all it does is flip me off of it. So we're going to watch some shrike battles. I can live with that. That was always fun to watch, as long as the players are, the pilots are good. It's Tremor. There's a grab by Riddle. Let me see if I can get a lock on him. If it keeps me locked on him, I'd be really grateful for that. He's going to take a lot of elf behind him. Again, Riddle making it in and out without a scratch. Almost gets... I mean, this guy's like bulletproof. He almost gets hit by a shrike, which he doesn't. He finally took some damage right there, and he's finally going to go down. Flag in the field, picked up by SS. He goes nowhere. Flag gets bounced down in the field. Huge fight over it. It's just chaos everywhere. Picked up by Protoss. He jumps out of a shrike to get that one. Heading to his flag stand. Let's see if they can make this one home. He's getting chained and blasted in midair. And the game is going to explode. Dynamics, I love you. Thank you so much. That flag was on its way home, and we probably just missed a fantastic cap. I'm going to start casting T2, man. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, Tribes 1. Forget these explosions. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay, let's see if I can make my way back into the game server. For all you guys who don't know, I always take it for granted that everyone's tuned into the video, because the video stream is more popular than the audio stream. In case you didn't see that, my game just blew up. Exploded. Which is probably good, because all it was doing was locking in on shrikes because of the HUD bug, the vehicle bug. So when we get back in again, at least I'll be able to track cappers this time. That'll be pretty cool. Of course, I have to get back in first. Dynamics, love you. You make gaming fun. Here's the server. Here we are. I'm rejoining right now. Everyone dropped off that server also. I'm trying. I see everybody in the channel freaking out. They're freaking, get back in, dude. I'm trying. I'm on my way. I'm in the load screen. Here, I'll even switch to it as proof. Unbelievable. And Athos said that is why that's why Dynamics is greater than Star. Dynamics is dead, leave the dead alone. Well, I'm still fighting their mistakes, man. And I have a right to complain. I reserve the right to bitch at Dynamics at any given moment. Let's see what we have for a score. 2-0. Looks like Entropy made the cap on that one, which is pretty cool, because they fought hard to get one back to their side of the map just to have it returned on the flag stand. Now they're going to bring it up 2-0. Four grabs by whatchamacallit, by GOD. 10 grabs by Entropy. I mean, that's a bit of a lopsided game, I think. No cappers yet. Looks like both flags are secure. At least now we can get a lock on the flag stands without it being some kind of colossal hassle. G-Force from GOD is left. GOD having a lot of problems in this server. I mean, they have dropped and rejoined about 10 times right now. Then I feel bad for them because they don't really... It's hard to play when your team can't stay connected. Now, the guy with the goofy name, Riodlog. I don't know. One of the above. He's going to rejoin for Entropy, I mean, for GOD also. Let me look down the server list and see how many changes we had in the roster. Yeah, they've been swapping out people left and right. GOD having a really hard time keeping their team in the game. And, of course, their friendly neighborhood WSBN caster dropped out of it 2 times also. So I guess I shouldn't feel bad. Almost a grab by Entropy right there. Bounced the heavy right out of the way, but he missed the flag stand by about a foot. He goes off into the distance somewhere, and he's going to get eaten up in a light D. As a matter of fact, that's what we're looking at right now. Riodlog asking for a team. He's ready to play. Shrek nailing the flag stand from Entropy. GOD heavy on the flag, kind of doing the hot foot, trying to get out of the way. Okay, it seems like looking down the server list here and seeing how these guys are situated for players. I don't know if it's the server having issues or if everybody's having game problems tonight. I don't know. But GOD finally got their player back in. Look to be back up 16 versus 16. Incoming bomber run for Entropy. Going to knock the heavy on the flag out of the way. And there's the incoming capper. He goes absolutely nowhere. Carveth on the flag for GOD. Nail him in the back of the head with a disc. It was G-Spot who made that grab. Unfortunately, though, he went absolutely nowhere. Great timing, though, by Entropy. They nailed that flag stand with bombs right as the capper came in. Knocking that heavy out of the flag. Really good timing there. Let's see if I can switch over to the Entropy side and see if there's any GOD offense coming in. On the Entropy side of the map, two heavies on the flag for them. A couple of incoming strikes from GOD. It looks like the Entropy defense is very much in position here. I don't want to give away too much. But they have lots of they have bases up. Their heavies are on the flag. Their heavies are at full health. They have lots of deployables everywhere. They're definitely sitting pretty at this point. Incoming strike for GOD. It's going to take some missiles in the back and just keep on going. Really didn't do much there except kind of harass the heavies on the flag a little bit. Let's see if we can switch over to the Entropy side. I mean, to the GOD side, rather. And get a lock on their flag stand. There's the incoming bomber for Entropy. Knocking the heavy on the flag. Sure enough, Riddle following it up. Not a scratch. Full health. Full energy. He's got one deployable turret he had to worry about. He just passed that one up. No chasers. No, two chasers. One, two, three chasers behind him. DOD picking up his trail. He's rolling. Almost takes a missile. Drops a flare just in time. He's still hasn't taken a scratch. Hasn't scratched a paint on his armor yet. Still full health. All alone by his lonesome. He's about midfield. Oh, he's going to make his way home right now. Blackstand inside. He's got not enough energy. He can do with a disc jump right now. If he's smart, he'll do it. Disc jump himself up onto the flag stand. The flag's been picked up by Kodiak at the last minute. Kodiak for GOD. He goes nowhere. Flag goes down in the field waiting for the return. Riddle still alive. Three quarters health now. flag back at home. Hurry up, dude. Make the cap. 3-2-0. No. Owned on the flag stand. What was it? It was a mortar shot, I believe. Couldn't switch off of him fast enough to... There it is. It's going to be picked up and finally capped by Slamscape. Good teamwork by G.O.D. Almost a return on the flag stand again by G.O.D. Right there at the last minute. 3-0. Entropy jumping up in the lead. Not much time. As a matter of fact, no time left for G.O.D. to take this one. It's going to be 3 minutes left to go. And so far, G.O.D. has not fared very well on this map, which is pretty strange because they did a fantastic job on Deathbird's Fly, the first one. They won the first one 1-0. And it looks like this one is going to be Entropy with either a 3-0 or 4-0 win. And we're going to move on to a tiebreaker map of Slapdash, I believe it is, which we should go back to the other server that we started off on, the GOD Homeland server. GOD not having much luck on this map. Lots of their players dropping out. Just couldn't really kind of get the machine going here. See if we can switch over to the Entropy side. Entropy, man, they're unbelievable. Look at this. That's unacceptable. Ye old UE screen. Another crash. That's three crashes in one night. I'll tell you what I'll do. Since this map is pretty much over, I am going to take a break and do the old reliable reboot the game machine trick. And I'm going to curse Dynamics about 10 times. And I'm going to call Dave Georgeson a bunch of bad F words. And by that time... Hey, man, stop laughing at me, damn it. It's not my fault. And I run good equipment, too. This is on a great machine. This is the big complaint about Tribes, too, and why people just got aggravated with it. I mean, can you imagine if right now... I mean, here's my machine running great for weeks at a time. Really, I get about one UE about every 10 hours, and usually if I reboot the machine before I play, it won't UE. But right now, if I was in a match... and my machine was doing this, I would break something. I would put my fist through the monitor, without a doubt. So I can kind of, you know, this is the big complaint about Tribes, too. I'm going to take a break. Totally disgusted. I'm aggravated. This is not fair, man. Somebody sabotaged me or something. I don't know. Everyone's laughing at me. All right, I'm going to reboot. Be back in a minute.
WSBN. In Taxi We Trust.
I'm
I love it. I love it. All right. Somebody wanted to know about Legends. And I've been trying to remember the URL to it, but I can't. It's like www. And this is just a guess. You can try it if you want. If it doesn't work, I can't remember it off the top of my head. But it's something like www.gamelegends.net. But that's just a guess. I'm not really sure if that's it or what the deal is. Legends is a... All right, how do I explain this from the start? The Tribes 2 engine is called the Torque engine. And it has been... You can buy the engine from Sierra for $100. There, I had it right. www.gamelegends.net. I did it. Dun, 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 dun. Yay for long-term memory. It's the Torque engine. You can buy it, and you can build a game on it, and you can do whatever you want with it for $100. And if you come up with a good game on it, you could also get it packaged and distributed, I think, by Sierra or one of their subsidiaries. They'll handle the whole thing for you. They basically, what they did was they sort of give out the Torque engine, and you can do what you want with it. If you get something good, then they'll make a game out of it. They'll do the whole deal. I'm pretty sure that's what the situation is. Anyway, some of these guys have banded together. A lot of Tribes 1 players and mappers and modders and things of that sort have gotten together. And I'm reading the channel to wait to see if anybody's correcting my facts. So far, I'm doing good. I'm one for one. I got the URL right. Yogi says, Tribes 2 and the Torque engine are so different, it's not even funny. That's completely true. Keep in mind, it's the engine. It's not... how do you put this into words? It's the basis of the game. You can adjust it and tweak it and do anything you want with it. So you can make a different game. I mean, like, a lot of games use the Quake 3 engine. A lot of games use the Unreal Tournament engine. And it looks absolutely nothing like, you know, Unreal Tournament or Quake. It's just the engine. So what Game Legends is a bunch of guys have gotten together and decided to make a true predecessor to Tribes 1, which, of course, is a completely different game than Tribes 2. And that's the intention here. So check it out. I mean, I'm going to get in trouble. This is where I get in trouble. I'm reading through the channel. Okay, I'm doing good. Next map up, by the way, in this match, which has been a technically challenged match, not just for me. It seems like a lot of the players are having problems also, so it's not just me. Ooh, there you go, some screenies. Somebody's posting Game Legends screenshots into the channel. I'm excited about the mod, but it's hard for me to be excited about a company that's not a... Somebody post him the video link. It's hard for me to get excited about a game that's not being manufactured by a company, you know? I mean, by guys who are doing things in their spare time and things of that sort, and maybe they have a lot of free time. Maybe they have a lot of knowledge and experience, too. I'm not trying to say that they don't have the skills, because it sure looks like they have the skills. It's just hard for me to get really pumped about it, even though I am excited about it. I will say that. Rico Suave sends me a note here. There's a plaid armor coming out this season. And also a Hawaiian flowery print. The flowery Hawaiian medium armor is in this season. Skin pack coming out soon. I don't know what that's about. I'd like to see it, though. The video link in server 1 is broken, use da da da. Okay, yeah. We're posting the link manually because for some reason I know exactly what the reason is, but I just don't want to admit it. The WSBN TV link is kaputsky. Kabuki. It's history. Anyway, we have a match coming up here that I was supposed to be in on. Only my game machine exploded. So I'm trying to get back in it right now. As you can tell. it would be nothing short of a miracle if GOD managed to pull off a win on the second map, because when I left, it was 3-0 with 2 minutes left to go. So it's pretty much a... Oh, wait, I'm getting corrected by Rico. No, no, he says, Plaid is out, Hawaiian is in. Oh, well, I'd wear them both, dude. It all depends on the map, you know? You have to match your surroundings. You have to dress for success in Tribes 2. Okay, Plaid has been released for months. I haven't seen that yet. It's out of style now. Okay. Straightening me out. And Hawaiian is coming out. Okay. Anyway, first map went to GOD, Deathbirds Fly 1-0. Really good match on that one. It was a deadlock for most of the game. Then in No Shelter, it was 3-0 when I dropped out due to an internal computer explosion. as documented by the UE screen on my the UE symbol on my screen. These guys have switched servers now, going back to the Homeland GOD server, and this broadcast is being brought to you by Homeland. You're listening to Homeland Bandwidth, and we're a proud sponsor of WSBN, and we are proud to be sponsored by Homeland, as a matter of fact. In the server for Entropy at the moment, Neophyte, Blotter, Nothing, Tremor, Slamscape, pretty much the same lineup as the last map. Riddle, Beavis Nuke, SS, Crocodile with a period. Crocodile, period. I mean, that's it, period. End of story. Crocodile. G-Spot, Satalkit, Z-Protos, Shogun, Erotic, Hitman, Big Monkey. For GOD, it looks like they might be missing a few. Macros, the guy with the goofy name. Rio something. Tyon, Kodiak, G-Bone, Arnie, Fire Java, Franco, the Shrike Pilot Recruit, Bruce Lee, Tyrus, Lord Juggernaut, Sycophagus, Sid Vicious, Siddhartha, Sid Salabim, I don't know, Sid something, The Wolf, Carveth, Orion, and Lurch. What else we got? Dun, 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 dun. Absolutely nothing. Looks like Entropy's ready to go. The map is going to be Slapdash. Let's see what sides are which. Inferno for Entropy and Storm for GOD. Looks like these guys are almost ready to go. It's kind of hard to tell what side of the map you are on this one also. I'm going to start off on Storm, which is GOD yet again. The map is Slapdash. Looks like Kodiak needs another minute for them to get situated. I'm going to kind of hang out by the vehicle pad for a while. See what happens over here. That seems to be most of the action. Lots of good pilots on each one of these teams. Let's see what we got here. Rico Suave. Rico Suave. He's got a link, too, for these neato Hawaiian skins. I'm going to repost that one into the channel. There you go. Somebody wants me to cast Empire Earth games. I don't think that's going to happen, dude. But if there's a way to do it, I would do it, I guess. I'd try. This is WSBN, man. We'll do anything. There is no game on. I'm not going to the game cam. When there's a game on, I will be in the game cam. Until then, you're stuck looking at the back of my head. Oh, you know, another thing. I guess I should mention this to all you guys that are on the video feed. You're seeing about a third of the eventual studio that's going to be up for WSBN Game Center West in Reno, Nevada. I don't want to spill the beans. Let me just tell you that there's about a third that you do not see on the camera. About a third of it. There's two-thirds being built right now. And also, we have a lot of other cool things that are going to be... right now, this is basically a ghetto cast. compared to what's going to be happening. And you know what's upsetting me greatly is I'm looking over my right shoulder at my buddy Marty Bush here, and he's playing World War II Online, and I fought for 2 days trying to get World War II Online to work on my machine, and it won't cooperate. It's a cool game. They've patched a lot of it and stuff like that, and it looks pretty cool so far. Too bad it doesn't work. Mine only works on offline mode. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. It's like it's a total dilemma. Hey, we got Redneck in the house. My casting counterpart here at at WSBN. And Pete wants me to get up and start dancing, and no, I'm not. I'm waiting on the game to start, dude. We're a second away from game time. And as soon as it starts, I'll let you know. Okay, since I have a little time to kill now, I'll explain for all you who keep private messaging me, the 500 of you who want to know what machine, what are all these monitors for? What is all this stuff? What is this stuff, right?
30 seconds.
Nope, too late. 30 seconds, match is starting. Good, I didn't feel like doing that anyway. Jumping into the game cam, I am on the storm side. Map is slapdash, G-O-D side. I think I'm going to hang out around the vehicle pad just to watch to see what comes out. Drainer says World War II Online was horrible when it came out. I agree, it was. That's why I didn't buy it. But they came out with about three or four patches. And it's pretty fun. I haven't had any problems with it, except for the fact that I can't play it online. I'm gonna write up a thing on the website to explain what all my monitors are. Anyway, the Air Force for DOD going to work already, jumping onto the vehicle pad. The guy's going out, probably laying out some Shrike D. Actually, I'm gonna scoop my times two. Why don't you cut it out? I'm gonna scoop myself over more towards the flag, I believe. See if I can get to the GOD flag stand without any degree of difficulty. Hey, I made it. Cool. And I could also watch the strikes going out also. You see the vehicle pad off in the distance. MPBs going out, everything else. Looks like a strike already made it over to the opposite side. It was about five missiles that just lit up and traced after him. Look, you can see this is the strike right here. He's got some missiles behind him. One of the entropy players trying to keep the flag stand, trying to keep the vehicle pad down. It was probably Big Monkey. Who was it? No, it was a Neophyte. I take that back. Lots of action. Just nothing but an air war, which may be one of the reasons why everyone has been crashing and dropping from the server. I know I've UE'd about four times, three times or something like that. Incoming bomber for GOD, nailing the flag stand. He's going to miss the flag stand, get a couple things off on the distance before finally eating it. You can see his wreckage all up underneath us. Shrike's just exploding left and right. This is probably why everyone keeps UE'ing. There's just nonstop explosions. Way too much vehicle activity from both of these guys. It's just nothing but an air war. The vehicle pad just has not stopped spawning vehicles since the map started. It's just nonstop. Incoming Shrike from Entropy trying to nail the bomber, and it does. Pieces flying all over the place. I don't have my WSBN skins enabled. I wish I did, because we have the coolest skins around, I think. I don't mean that just because it's WSBN. They're cool. I'll get them all. Actually, for the next video cast, I'll get them up and running. Lord Juggernaut on the other side, he makes a quick grab, goes nowhere, flag goes down in the field, one grab so far by GOD, a little incoming spam by Entropy, mostly an air war though. I mean, these guys seem to spend about half the map just trying to take each other's vehicle pad down, and then they finally start to get some offense going. The bomber, it drifted off by itself, I take that back. I thought there was a pilot in there wisely moving off the vehicle pad. Yeah, he did, he just kind of spawned it. And it disappeared. I take that back. I retract that one. That was a goofy play. I thought there was a pilot in it. He's going to remove it off the flag stand. They're going to spawn a bomber right now. And it has no bombardier. And it's going to wreck. Nice piloting, dude. Almost didn't get off the flag stand. There's the Entropy flag getting returned to base. Almost a grab by Entropy right there. He goes nowhere. Bounces over the flag stand. The GOD Light D kind of hanging pretty close to the flag stand itself, rather than off in the hills or anything else. They're kind of staying close to home. Incoming Kappa for Entropy. Almost makes it. He's going to bounce off the flag stand. He's going to go nowhere. It looks like it's Riddle trying to come in for a cap. He's going to get railed by Arnie. See if I can switch over to opposite side. Oh, wait, I won't. Incoming Tank. Entropy Tank coming in, trying to nail the... I don't know what he was nailing. He really wasn't doing much of anything. He's going to get taken out by a Shrike. Tank going absolutely nowhere. There's a grab. Lord Juggernaut, three-quarters health, dropping flares in his wake. Ducking down behind the terrain. Trying to get some help from his teammates. He's going to get a Shrike right... Who got him? It's Z-Protos. I should have known. Getting a Shrike right up the rear end there. Another Shrike. Z-Protos again? I don't know. The kills are going by so fast as the Entropy flag gets returned to base. Nice strike work by Entropy. on the entropy side, looks like one of the shrikes for G.O.D. trying to take down the radar dish, which he does. You can see it offline right there. And then running off to the vehicle pad, he's in trouble. He's got a shrike on his tail. Vehicle pad's still up for entropy. And they're wisely throwing flares up in the air, trying to protect those scouts. Those scouts go off. One of them spawns. Second one spawning right now. Big fight over the vehicle pad. Incoming grenades, incoming flares, and everything else. And the shrike does manage to get spawned. It goes off into the distance. Good job by the defense work. By the defense for entropy there. It was a quick grab by Riddle. Three quarter health. He's in yellow still. He's not in the red. He's got no team around him. Riddle's not going to do very well on this map unless he has his team to back him up. And right now he has no team. He's got two shrikes and a couple of chasers just laying waste to him. And there he's finally going to get railed. Flags in the field. Almost picked up by Entropy. Instead it gets returned by Macros. Franco on the other side, the G.O.D. recruit, proving his worth, picks the flag up. He doesn't have much speed. I think he picked that one up out of desperation to prevent Entropy from capping. He's going to finally get railed. Midair strike. Blaster sandwiches for you, pal. Flag goes down in the field, and he finally gets returned. Fire Job is going to pick it up as soon as it gets returned. Three quarters health in the green, getting Alf in the back, and disc. Takes two discs, three discs. Flag goes down in the field. Going to be a fight over it. It's not going to go quietly. Flag still bouncing around all over the place. A couple of guys from each side trying to get the better upper hand on that. He's finally going to get returned by G-Spot, who makes his way in there and gets the return. I am lost. If I can make my way back over to one of these bases. Whose base am I at? It's Storm. Flag secure. Both flags secure. 24 minutes left to go. Three grabs by G.O.D. One grab by Entropy. It got quiet all of a sudden, which is usually the prelude to a lot of action. Checking the vehicle pad for G.O.D. It's online, spawning vehicles. Couple of guys standing in line waiting to get their own turn at jumping in a shrike probably. Oh, no. He's going to jump on a motor tickle. Taking off on the motorbike. Another motorbike. Uh-oh. The motorcycle offense for G.O.D. is going out the door. I'd like to be on the... See, already people are dropping. Looked like Lurch dropped out for a few for G.O.D. And now he's going to rejoin. He's not back in the game yet, but he's in the game server. Entropy trying to take this mobile point base down. Not doing too good of it. Sending tanks at it. But the tanks just seem to be kind of running kamikaze into it and getting taken out. Incoming capper, Riddle for Entropy, eats his repair pack as we pick him up on the screen. Flag goes down in the field. Entropy's going to eat, Riddle's going to eat it. Flag dropping down the hill, picked up by SS, who I think was piloting a tank before he picked that flag up. Flag is in the field on the Entropy side of the base. They have a station? Yes, they do. Station's intact, spawning vehicles, keeping that air pressure alive. You just see, God, nothing but missiles and mortars and everything else going off on the other side of the map. Surprisingly, during all of that, even though their mobile point base got destroyed, their flag is still secure. Lots of action. G.O.D. coming in full effect, just laying waste to the flag stand. Franco's going to make it in about half health. A little bit less than half. He's got a strike to deal with, two strikes to deal with. He is in big trouble, man. He needs some support, and he needs it quick. He's going to make it through one of the chases before finally going down. Flag in the field, no return yet. It's going to be picked up by Macros. Great teamwork by G.O.D. Macros at about three quarters or more health, and Taxi's going to UA. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why is it every time they're on a great cap run, my computer explodes? That's so fruity. I'm just going to leave it. Look, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to send this in. Thank you. Let me see. I'm going to fill out the email right now. Thank you, Dave George Son. Okay. Resisting urge to punch monitor. Restarting Tribes 2. That's how many you use for the night? A lot. That's like four. Ugh. Ugh. That'll just knock the wind out your sails, huh? Restart. Oh. Man, UE just blew up fourth time tonight. Really, and I know. No, just me. I'm the lucky one. Oh, yes, I know you. You'd stop laughing at me. Bastards. Oh. All right, break time. I really apologize for this, but it's completely beyond my control. Because, like I said, I mean, this is the first time I've UE'd in weeks. And I usually get a UE about every 10 playing hours or so. But if I reboot, I usually reboot before every cast, so I don't get a UE, you know? Everybody's rolling. The private message is just lit up, laughing. I'm taking a break. I'm gonna go kick the neighborhood dog or something. I'm gonna kick him and call him Dave. Be back in a minute. I need a repair pack or something. Don't you wish life was that easy? You can just, like, point your repair pack at your computer and fix everything? That would be so cool, man. You know, reading your guys' private messages, it just cracks me up to no end. Stop laughing at me. Perfect timing, huh? Back in the game server. It looks like we didn't miss a thing. I don't know how that is, but we still have 0 caps, 10 grabs by G.O.D., 6 grabs. No, I can't be right. I can't possibly be right. I guess it is right. G.O.D. just laying the smackdown. 10 grabs by G.O.D., 6 grabs by... Oh, GameCam, excuse me. 6 grabs by Entropy, but no caps so far. It's still 0-0. Let's go take a look at the... let's see what side of the base I'm on. I am on the G.O.D. side of things. Let's see if I can squeak my way over to the base itself and see if their vehicle pad is online. Is it? Yep, sure is. G.O.D. doing good base-wise. Gen's online. Turret's online. Invo's online. Really, I was out for a good few minutes, but... Didn't miss a thing. No caps yet. Well, it's Tribes 2. That's to be expected. 14 minutes left to go. We have explosions everywhere. We have a couple of guys from G.O.D. also happen to have dropped out. Drastic just became an observer. I don't know why that is. Looks like they may have some people rejoining also. It might not be me, now that I think about it. It might just be a... Okay, I'm making that up. I don't know what it is. If I said anything, I'd just be... pulling it out of my ass, so I don't know why it keeps exploding like that. Yeah, you guys can start up a pool inside the WSBN channel as to whether I'll UE or not again. Ooh, fire job, almost making it through, but he just gets ripped up by all these turrets. Oh my lord, the deployer for Entropy is definitely earning his pay tonight. Deployable turrets just ripping fire job alive. Flag finally getting returned by Beavis Noob. Good god. This is where the action is. There's a grab. Oh! Well, guess what? This cast is over because I'm UEing all over the place. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave it sit on this screen and just let that sound. Here, I'm going to turn it up. That's obnoxious. I just can't take it. It's a bust. It's a washout. It's history. It's total. Kaiku says, once you UE 1,000 times. $5 to drainer. He called it. I'm just going to leave it on that screen. I'm just going to stare at it. And resist the urge to get my 9mm and put a round right through my monitor. In the name of Dave Georgeson. This is pathetic. I want a refund. Marwee, where's Alex Rodberg? I want a refund on my Tribes too. Waterpog says, thanks, Taxi. I hear that sound enough on my own. best cast ever. Ever. All right, I have a plan. It's not a good plan. It's not a great plan. But it's still a plan. And I'll tell you what, we're going to make this a positive experience. Simply because we can't make it any worse of an experience. I'm going to make it a positive experience, and I'm going to show you a trick. I'm going to flip to my desktop. There you go. Okay? And what you need to do is you need to go to search. Search for files and folders. Okay? And what you do is you enter. I can't really zoom in on this too well. So you're going to have to, like, kind of go along with the video and with the monitor. What you do is you search for *.dso, and then you find all the files. See, the DSO files are kind of like temporary files that Tribes 2 makes, and there's about 1 million of them. And come on, dude. And what it does is you should pretty much you should delete them all. Select all, which is what I just did. and delete, because sometimes they get kind of corrupted. So if you delete them all, Tribes 2 will make them again. So you have a little bit less of a chance of blowing up again. So let's see if my theory is correct, and maybe I might have a chance of of getting back in the game. No, I'm not going to reformat. Forget it. And you know what's even more fun about this is that... Is that the GOD server is... I'm trying to figure out exactly how that works, but the GOD server, I have to unmark it because they switched the whatchamacallits on me. They switched the IPs on it. So it won't even join the server right either. I love Tribes 2. They make gaming fun. All right, so we have our DSOs deleted. Remember that, star.dso. Delete those babies if you have a UE problem. And hopefully my theory is going to hold true here. And I won't crash again. Please, God. Please. And then I have to refresh the server list and then rejoin. I'm so happy. Can you hear the enthusiasm in my voice? Oh. Almost ready. We're getting there. At least somebody's telling me delete Tribes 2 altogether. Not a bad plan, dude. Don't think I haven't considered it on more than one occasion. As a matter of fact, I'm considering it right now. All right, here we go. Back into the game server and watch. It's not going to crash. You have to have some faith. It is not going to crash. It's going to be cool. I've been praying. Porter Falana says you should pray. pray for no crash. And believe me, dude, I've been silently praying in my head. We have a load screen. This is a good sign. Come on now. Back in the game. Did I miss anything? Absolutely nothing. I missed a bunch of flag grabs. 16 grabs by GOD, 12 by Entropy. Unbelievable. I can't believe nobody has capped. It's still 0-0. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Vehicle pad still online. Let me see what side of the map I'm on. That would kind of help the situation. I'm on the GOD side. And it looks like GOD is kind of playing maybe a... kind of an opposite strat than Entropy was, because there's not many deployables out and they don't seem to be really crowding around this flag stand as much. Watch, let's switch over to the Entropy side. Maybe are we here? There we go. On the Entropy side we have deployable hell, deployables everywhere, and that has definitely helped them out a lot. 17 grabs right now by GOD. Incoming strike for GOD, trying to clear out that flag. Said no, he's trying to get the mobile point base down, and he's nailing it from about a mile out. He probably got engaged out there by another strike. Incoming capper for GOD. Is he going to pick it up? He is. It's Lord Juggernaut. Nowhere. Just ripped alive by all those deployables out there. They need to get somebody in there to clear it out, or they're not going to get very far. They're going to be in a lot of trouble if they don't manage to clear out all of the deployables. This is going to go on like this all night long. They need to lay out some heavy O-spam. So far, I haven't seen much incoming mortars. There's one. Of course, I haven't been in the game much either, I guess. Finally, they're getting... GOD getting some heavy O on this side of the map and trying to get down some of these deployables. He didn't do that great of a job, though. I guess he got engaged out there. There he is, still alive, heading for the base. Probably not the best thing he could have done. He should turn around and clear that flag stand out, because the GOD cappers are just going absolutely nowhere. There's a flag return automatically timed out in the field. Both flags back at base. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. The map is slapdash. So far, still 0-0. This one may go into sudden death overtime. Absolutely no caps. Hard to believe. Almost 20 grabs by Entropy. Nice. SS still alive. Going down in the field. Flag in the field also. I take that back. I have my sides backwards. It looks like Entropy's managed to put a little bit more pressure on the flag stand than G.O.D. has. 19 grabs by Entropy, 13 by G.O.D. I have a weird... Somebody... This Kaiku guy also said, I have a weird feeling this map... Why do I get the feeling this map is going to last a while? I think you're absolutely right. There's a grab. Shogun, nowhere. Flag, bouncing down the field. Quick grab, goes absolutely no place. Wisely getting bounced down into the... into that crater. Into that, I guess I would call it a crater. By the G.O.D. Light D. Lord Juggernaut on the opposite side. Picks up, goes nowhere. Probably eaten alive by a turret. Yeah, looks like Crocodile for Entropy has really done a great job on the other side of the map, just laying deployables everywhere. Shout out to deployables, huh? So far, no UEs. That's a good sign, right? I should have deleted my DSOs when I first crashed. A couple of incoming cappers for Entropy, trying to get that wrestle that flag out of there. There are a couple of deployables out here. I'm going to be stand corrected as some of these deployables lit up when the Entropy capper came in. Looks like it might have been Riddle coming in. This is where the action is. I'm waiting for another wave. An incoming capper right underneath our screen. He goes nowhere. Gets ripped up. Looks like it was nothing, perhaps. Or Neophyte. That's who it is. See if I can switch over to the Entropy side of the map. Outgoing vehicles. There was a grab. Goes nowhere. Flag return. Trying to get a lock on exactly what's happening with the game on the Entropy side. Deployable still intact. Crocodile going to work, keeping those things repaired and on the case. 20 grabs. That is a lot of grabs. Okay, they're taking bets in the WSBN staff channel. I mean, in the WSBN channel to see if I UE again. Some long distance blaster fire coming in, trying to drop this mobile point base, which seems to be giving the G.O.D. defense so much trouble. He almost got it down. He got it to smoke. Lurch coming in. He's a little bit less than half health. He's got a lot of speed. That looked like almost a T1 grab. That was surprising. Taking a lot of heat. He's going to get an elf. This one's going to wrap him up. He goes nowhere. Denied. Flag in the field getting bounced around. Looks like the G.O.D. team is coming to back up their capper. There's going to be a big fight over. The flag's going to get returned by nothing. No dice there. Still 21 grabs to 15. 0-0. No caps yet by either one of these guys. Neither one. That's the farthest one I've seen so far. Most of the grabs just pretty much get owned on the flag stand, like that one. Going nowhere, just bouncing off on the side. Probably should leave that one where it is. It's in a really safe spot. Better than being on the flag stand for sure. I hear a turret. Where is it? Oh, here it is. A couple deployables out in the field for G.O.D. That's been helping them out a lot. Looks like one of the lights coming in for Entropy are trying to clear those turrets out. There's Franco getting elf, getting chained, trying to make it into a strike. He's got a strike. This might be first cap for G.O.D. He's trying to get into that strike desperately. No, he's going to die before he gets in it. Flag goes down in the field, and it's going to be left in the field by Entropy. Almost a slick getaway by G.O.D. there. They need one more break like that. Either one of these teams need another break like that, and they're going to get out of there. There was a grab by... Tyon, who goes nowhere. Flag gets returned by Entropy. Heavy on the flag, taking a beating from off in the distance. Some rocket fire coming in, it seems like. 60 seconds to go. This one is going to go into sudden death OT. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 23 grabs. Incoming offense. A bomber with a light and a heavy in it. From G.O.D., they're fighting this one to the very end. Tooth and nail. Fantastic game. It's probably a great game that we missed. Bruce Lee coming in with some long-distance mortar spam, trying to clear that flag stand out. It looks like it's going to be a little too late. Both flags grabbed now. Riddle and Lord Juggernaut. Riddle making a run for it. 30 seconds to go. I don't think this is going to be enough time to get back, but stranger things have happened. Flag goes down. Lord Juggernaut's going to eat it. Riddle's going to eat it, too. Both flags go down on the field. Flag is picked up by G-Spot. 15 seconds left to go. He may have a shot. His flag is back at home. No, he gets denied. Who made the shot on him? It's Arnie nailing him in the back. Flag goes down in the field. Huge fight over it. 5 seconds left to go. 5, 4. There's a capper. It's Big Monkey. No, he's not going to make it. Almost. Fought to the very end. Fantastic. 24 grabs by Entropy. 17 by G.O.D. G.O.D. getting a little outplayed on grabs, but still, no caps each, and that's what counts. Outstanding. This one's going to go into OT. Unbelievable. I'm taking a break. After all the crashes and that kind of a great finale there at the end, wasn't it? After that that finale, I need the juicage, the throat juicage. Redneck has me hooked on that word. I kind of stole it from him. I know these guys are probably tearing their hair out, because that must have been a hectic game. All right, it's break time, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to something. What you listening to? You're listening to G.O.D. versus Entropy, number 2 on the Team Warfare ladder, Tribes 2 CTF. I'll be back in a moment. You're listening to WSBN.
Turn it on, leave it on. Gaming news, talk, and music 24 hours a day, only on WSBN.
I suppose I should show this. If you look at your video screens, see what I see? Nice, huh?
I will always.
Okay. You know, I'm hesitant to say anything because I'm afraid it's going to blow up again. These guys are getting ready to go. Is this sudden death overtime? I think they have a countdown. We do have a countdown. Oh, nice. Ten seconds to countdown. There we go.
Five.
These guys are getting ready to go. Number
three.
Match say game number two.
Now.
What would you call it? Rematch of Slat Dash. First one going to 0-0. This is sudden death overtime. We are on the GOD side. Sudden death overtimes are always fun because you see teams change up their strategies real quick. They don't prepare as well as they would in a since only first cap counts. They usually run a little bit different defense, maybe a quick offense, naked attacks, and things of that sort. So I'm hanging out on the GOD side since Entropy had something like 23 or 24 or something, 25 grabs on the first map, on the first Slapdash map. I'm curious to see what they're going to do on this second one. Incoming strikes already from Entropy. GOD holding their ground. They have a heavy on the flag and a couple of lights. As you see, no MPB has been deployed out here yet. I need to quit switching around so much. I need to go a little bit slower so you guys can see what's going on. And you know what? Now that I look at it, it doesn't look like these guys are really doing much anything different. Climbing up on a... there was Riddle. Almost... He makes a cap. Doesn't go anywhere. A little midair strike duel going on. And that bomb is going to go nowhere also. MPB is in place for GOD. Their flag's in the field. They're placing bets in the WSBN channel. $30 is taxi UEs while both teams have the flag. You know, it's all... You're giving me bad karma, dude. Bad karma. Think positive. Incoming capper for Entropy. Looks like he's a fat boy. Nailing that flag stand, trying to clear it out. Waiting for a follow-up capper to come through, which doesn't come. Other side, Lord Juggernaut. Rocked! No dice. Flag goes down. Entropy just all over him. Flag getting bounced around, trying to get knocked into a better position than where it is now. Boing! It's playing. Bounce the flag. I wonder if they give you points for that. It's dynamic. Who knows? Entropy flag secured. A deployable's back in position. Looks like Crocodile going hard at work. Putting those deployables out all over the place. And they're putting some tank defense, maybe? I don't know. Maybe that's just an outgoing tank. Incoming bomber for GOD, which doesn't drop any bombs. It's just trying to heavy O onto the flag. Let me see if I can scoop myself up there. Trying to keep that vehicle turret down. There's the Entropy flag getting returned. Auto-returned out of the field. No grabs since then. Not a good job getting this vehicle pad down. The heavy that was doing all the work is going to go down also before it drops. Incoming attack on the flag. Lord Juggernaut taking the high road, risking a missile shot right there. He's going to dodge two missiles and finally get nailed. Who was it? It was Blotter with the chain gun, just finishing him off. Fag's going to get returned as soon as it hits the ground also. Remember, first cap wins on this one. This is map number two of Slapdash. This is actually the fourth map of the night. It's 12:30. These guys started at 10 o'clock at night. Well, just about 10 o'clock. Anyway, incoming bomber for GOD, which, again, doesn't drop any bombs. That's an interesting tactic to use with a bomber. Big Monkey dropped out of the game and then rejoined. So Entropy down one right now. Still, two grabs apiece. Now that's dropping bombs. Right on the flag stand. Going to clear it out for Frankie. He picks it up, but he doesn't get very far. Not even enough time to get a lock on him. Flag goes down right next to the flag stand. Who got him? It's Crocodile's turrets. Shout out to deployables, man. Let's see if I can switch over to the opposite side of the map. Looks like there's going to be a little bit. Oh, there was a grab somewhere. What was that? It was SS. Picked the flag up, and I didn't even realize it, but he was about midfield. Both flags now in the field. Lots of action over here. I don't know what the hell's going on. There it is. A fight over the flag. And it's going to get returned by Drastic from GOD. Three grabs now by Entropy. Two grabs by GOD. Entropy Flag, secure at base. Deployables once again going back up. Crocodile definitely earning his pay for the evening. His deployables everywhere. And I mean everywhere. They are just ripping these GOD cappers to shreds. He's got a great deploying scheme out here. The bomber comes by again that doesn't drop any bombs. Kind of a waste of a bomber if you ask me. It looks like a heavy's going to come in and try to mortar. He does a good job of taking out everybody on the mortar stand. It looks like it's Bruce Lee for GOD. And he finally manages to get the vehicle pad down that time. Now, Entropy Air Force is going to be offline for a bit till they get that station back online again. If you can look inside, they have gens? Yes, they do. There's a Franco coming in for a grab. Nice attack by GOD. They get the vehicle pad down, and they manage to get the flag out. Flag gets returned by Neophyte, though. Not far enough. Where is it? Another one. GOD definitely, I think, has the upper hand at this point, except they're not getting very far. They're getting the grabs in. Picking the flag up, and not getting too far. I think the flag grab tracker on this isn't doing too well either. Right now, my HUD says four grabs by GOD, two grabs by Entropy. Lots of strike action. Let's see if the Entropy vehicle pad is back online again. Yeah, it is back online again. There's a heavy up here. Look at all the blaster fire from strikes. It's insane. It's like a light show. Both of them tag teaming on a bomber. They finally take it out. And there's Protos. He is going to get ripped up. He's not going to go anywhere also. Protos for Entropy doesn't get too far. Flag goes down and then returned by Sarcophagus or whatever his name is. Both these guys trying really hard to get that flag out of there, but for some reason they're just not having very much luck. It seems like when the cappers go in, they don't seem to get very far. They don't seem to have much backup from either one of their teams. Both teams are doing a great job of keeping the other team's equipment down and just generally harassing them, but they don't seem to be covering that flag as well as they could be. Franco for GOD, quarter health, in the red, chain gun everywhere, it's a light show, railed. Flag goes down and goes sailing in the field, bouncing down the hill beneath us. One of the Entropy Flays is going to jump out of his strike, and he's going to return. That was Tremor. Nice return by Tremor. Johnny on the spot right there. A little strike action. A little midair duel. I don't even think that guy realizes there's someone behind him. See if we can respawn in another good spot. Here's Riddle coming in. He's not going to go anywhere. I know it. Just one grab after another. Just these one-shot grabs. Both of these defenses just ripping the cappers alive. I mean, shredding them. I don't think this is going to... I don't think this stalemate is ever going to be broken if they keep up. Both of their strategies really just aren't working. Both flags safe. One of them in the field. GOD flags in the field. They need to do a change-up at some point here, because this is just going to go on forever and ever and ever. Franco coming in. Looks like he's all by his lonesome. Actually, he's got a pretty good shot of getting out of there. He's going to drop some flares behind him to draw off any missiles fired at him. He's got one guy to get past who's right beneath him, and that is going to be SS, who nails him. Franco goes down in the field. Flag gets returned. Good job by Franco. He made it out so far the farthest I've seen. He made it about midfield so far. I'm going to make my way back over to the Entropy flag stand where the action seems to be coming in. Six grabs now by GOD, four by Entropy. Waiting for another wave of GOD offense to come in. I don't know what these guys are doing, but they definitely need to change up some of their tactics, because the tactics are just, they're not working. These guys are in basically a standoff. Incoming bomber doesn't drop any bombs. It was there just to transport. Oh, Riddle gets knocked out, I think it was. No, it was G-Spot. The light D gets a bomber in the face. Whoever jumped out of that bomber jumped out of it at about full speed and dumps it right on top of the light D. Flag still secure, though. There was almost a grab by this guy who's going to get ripped up. Looks like it was Franco trying to come in again. Spike turret, just ripping him up. Incoming spam. Now here we have a little bit of action. Some spam is clearing out that flag stand. for GOD. And now that is smart. He's spamming the general area. They're finally saying, man, clear these turrets out. Clear these turrets out. The entropy turrets just are definitely the MVP of the game. Crocodile deploying them behind him because they have done the most damage so far. There's still some turrets left up, but at least GOD now is making an attempt to get those turrets out of the way for the cappers. There's the capper right now. No! Lurch is doing the spamming, and Juggernaut gets owned by Lurch on the flag stand. Very poorly timed. It probably that wasn't a planned attack or anything they rehearsed, so no real fault on Lurch there. The flag goes down in the field. And it's very much secure. There's Lurch again, still... Oh, he just took himself out somewhere out there off in the distance. On the opposite side, Tremor at half health. He's trying to move. He's not doing too well. He's coming into his flag stand right now. The flag goes down in the field, dropped on the flag stand. This could be a cap out for Entropy. This could be a win. Number two, move out of the way, dude. Boom, that'll do it. Almost didn't make it. Entropy's going to go ahead and jump up, bring it up 1-0, sudden death overtime. That's what sudden death is all about. Congratulations. A fantastically fought game on both sides. Everyone dropping out of the server. That was really good. I'm sorry about the UEs. That was about the only bummer out of the whole evening. As far as these guys are concerned, they just really rocked the house, man. Whew. Congratulations to Entropy. They're gonna jump up to number two on the Team Warfare League on the base ladder, which hopefully there'll be some casters left around to cast in the future. Anyway, we're gonna play the obligatory copyright info disclaimer thing, and I'll be back to talk to you in a minute. If I could find it, we'll be in fantastic shape. Somewhere out there, off in the distance of my sea of machines. I'll get it in a second. Where is it? I need to come up with a better system for that. I need to just like press one button and it'll do it.
This has been a WSBN production in cooperation with Homeland.com. This broadcast is property of the Web Sports Broadcast Network Incorporated and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or distributed, even an excerpt, without expressed written consent of the WSBN. For more information, visit the WSBN website at www.wsbn.cc.